United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credit.
Kim Baker resigned.
Let's go! Hey, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, and we're here in Youngstown, Ohio, Northeast Ohio. I got Sticks in the studio with me. Good morning, Sticks. How are you?
Oh, I'm just peachy.
Peachy?
Peachy. Beautiful day. The sun's shining. Birds are singing.
Yeah, no happy today.
No happy
not
today.
Not promising.
But it's happy outside.
It's glorious. It's glorious outside. It's absolutely beautiful. How was your weekend?
Wonderful.
Went to see your sister.
Went to see my sister.
I got to tell you guys
my
a story.
Niece out.
I got to tell you a story.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell the story.
I asked Dick to sit. Well, listen. No, let me go back. My mom likes Jenny's Dittos. And I was having a crisis because I wasn't able to find Jenny's Dittos anywhere. And every time I went to buy them, they were always in the Shears, you know, the Shears potato chips rack. So I figured as much as they were bought by Shears. They were a Shears product. And so I've been trying, for a whole month at least, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I was trying to find these Jenny's Dittos. All through the 4th of July. Can't find them. Now, my mom is a buck 05 wet with weights. And so, Sticks is my potato chip guy. Anytime I need chips, Sticks goes down to visit. So he goes down to the outlet by Shears, and he brings back, Shears potato chips. So since I'm off potato chips, I'm not eating any, not losing any weight, but I'm not eating potato chips. I'm doing really good. I'm not eating Dittos. I'm not eating anything like that. I got granola and stuff in the studio. I'm trying to do the right thing. So I tell Sticks, I said, listen, Sticks, if you go down to your sister's house and you stop at this potato chip factory, if they have Jenny's Dittos, please bring me some. I came in here today, and I got a room full of Dittos. Now, Sticks, how am I supposed to preserve the Dittos and not eat them?
Just put them up.
They'll go stale, won't they?
No, they're good till December or something.
Are they good till December?
Yeah. Yeah, they're good till December. It says on the package. Should be right there underneath the price on the front.
Hold on, I got to put my glasses on. I can't see. Oh, December 5th.
Yeah. That's why I bought you so many, because I only get out to my sister's every so often.
So these are good until December 5th?
Yeah.
No trans fat.
They're healthy.
Right. tell Danielle and Dr. Danielle and Dr. Matt about that, right? Healthy.
Healthy. Healthy snack.
Healthy snack. Made right here in Ohio.
Yep. Brewster, Ohio.
Well, so if you guys want a healthy snack, go find you some Jenny's Caramel Dittos.
But see, I mean, I get a really good deal out there.
Yeah, I know.
Because what's the price on the package?
$3.49.
See, they were two for $5.50. Then I get 10% for being a veteran and another 10% for being a loyal customer. So we get 20% off of the $5.50 even. So that's why you got four bags.
You almost bought me a whole, it's almost like a gross. These are a lot of Dittos.
But they'll keep till December, so just put them up.
And don't help read them.
Right.
Right. Okay. Just checking.
You're never home anyways. So if you don't put them in the car, you won't eat them.
Bag will travel. Oh, what else is going on, Sticks? I had a bad weekend.
Yeah, you told me you weren't feeling well.
Didn't feel well. Had a really rough day. They put me on a new medication, and I thought it was me. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm spinning out of control. So I got up and I got on my computer and I started reading up on the medication. And this is not my first time being on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went off of it before. And now I know why. And I knew I was crazy on it.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know.
I've had. I forget what Neurontin.
For your back.
For my back. They gave me Neurontin. It made me want to blow my brains out.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. I mean, literally blow your brain
that's
out.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And then they asked me, well, do you want to take another pill? No! No, I'm not taking another pill.
The purpose is to get away from the pill.
No. I'll just let me die a natural death. But right now, this is, no! So now you want to put me on an antidepressant because the pill made me depressed? Are you kidding me?
We're going to drag you down and jack you up.
That's what I'm this is bad. And Saturday, I was nutty.
Have you tried St. John's wort?
Yeah, I have. It's not bad.
Does it help?
Help with the depression?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't taken it with the pill.
Because I take that, and it helps me.
Because I've never had to take a pill. I mean, seriously, this thing is bad. And I'm going, and so I read up on it and says, and the lady says, well, I'm overly depressed. I'm like, oh, that's a side effect, huh? Okay.
You know, that's what gets me about all the medication ads. You know,
I'm going with,
you start listening to the side effects. The side effects are worse than what ails you when you take the pill.
I'm here to hang out with Dr. Mason again. I'm like, do you have anything to shrink this? I mean, you need to come up with a new, you know, a whole new pharmaceutical thing.
Yeah.
This is nuts. Can you imagine what we do to our kids?
Oh, yeah.
And then we wonder why they go in a classroom and shoot everybody up. I understand.
I had a little kid call me old this weekend. That's the first time. That's an awakening.
Is that a wake-up call?
We always take our nieces and our nephew, or two nieces and our nephew, we take them out for their birthday. We take them out for lunch, and then we take them shopping. And we did that with Allison, the young lady that was here a couple weeks ago. We took her out this weekend. So we're at Quaker Steak and Lube over in Belden Village. And I'm coming out of the stall in the bathroom, and this little kid asks me, he says, what's the capital of Canada? And I says, well, I think it's Ottawa, but I'm not for sure. So his mom and dad had the booth right next to the bathroom there. So as I'm coming out, this little kid's telling his dad that the capital of Canada is Ottawa. And his dad says, who'd you ask? And he says, some old guy in the bathroom.
only way to do it.
Oh, man.
And I'm really freaking out. I'm telling you, I'm freaking out over the weekend. And I'm going, this is bad. I mean, I wouldn't get out of bed. I wouldn't play my games. I wouldn't read.
Ooh, that's bad.
It's bad.
If you're not reading, you're playing games. That's really bad.
That's bad. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me. The dog didn't leave my side.
Well, that's a good thing.
The dog just did. I got to say, the dog was good. I wouldn't talk on the phone. People call me. I'll text you. Short answers. You're not getting much out of me. No. I only take it twice a week.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to wear off?
I think by the time it wears off, it's time to take another one.
Ooh.
So what I did was I had to take another one last night, Sunday night. So I took it last night about, I guess, 11 o'clock. I go to sleep. I wake up at 3 o'clock like it's a new day.
Happy, happy, happy?
No. I just want to get out. I don't want to get up. I don't want to read. I don't want to do anything but lay there and just look stupid and go back to sleep, and I can't go to sleep. So now I'm up again. I'm telling people, they're trying to kill us. I'm convinced.
I think our pharmaceutical industry has overrun us. I think we're eating a lot of crap we shouldn't be eating, which is making us sick, and then we're taking pharmaceuticals to cover the sick.
I think they're trying to kill us. I do. I think they are. I think they're trying to control us. I think they're trying to kill us. I'm now a conspiracy theorist, and so when you see me walking down the street with aluminum foil on my head, trust me, I think there's because nothing should make you alter your personality this great.
Well, but the thing is, when you're ingesting something that's a foreign substance, it's going to change your physiology and your psychology. I mean, your brain's nothing but a big computer.
I'm not trying to change. All we're trying to do is shrink a little tumor. We're not trying to change nothing.
Well, wait a minute. Shrink. I thought this wasn't for your MS.
No. I do MS this afternoon. I'm okay with the MS. This is not MS. This is shrinking a little tumor.
Wait a minute. You didn't tell me about this earlier.
I've had it for years.
Oh, okay.
I've had it for years. I've been living with it for years.
This ain't part of the other stuff.
No, I've been living with this for years.
Okay.
This has been. And I didn't take the medicine. Now I know why. And now I have a place to vent about not taking the medicine, so I vent here because you're trying to drive me crazy. They don't mean to tell people that, you know, wait until you hear my monologue today.
Your monologue? Oh,
yeah.
It wasn't a monologue?
No, that was just Botox people. They're laying off of Botox. The people that make Botox.
Yeah.
They're laying people off. I like Bloomberg. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
I'm cutting out the rest of them.
I watch Fox Business during the day.
I like Bloomberg News. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. As you know, this is open mic today, so we will be here, and we'll talk about pretty much what you want to talk about.
Who's Time Warner merging with?
Time Warner's trying to merge with Comcast.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of who'd Murdoch just try to buy?
Time Warner, wasn't it?
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, there's two. There's Time Warner Cable and there's
Time
Warner,
Entertainment. Okay. And he wanted Time Warner Entertainment.
Yeah, I think Time Warner
Cable's going to Comcast.
Which is going to take, which means Comcast is going to control 70% of what you watch, or what you watch and your distribution of it. Honey, this is not a good idea.
But by the same token, that places room for another satellite provider.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
How? You can't play.
Yeah, you can.
How?
You can play.
You can't play. People don't have the billions of dollars to play.
How did Dish Network get started?
I don't know.
How did DirecTV get started?
I don't know.
That's the one that scares me.
Which one?
Dish Network and DirecTV are talking about merging. That's the one that scares me.
Why does that scare you?
Because there's no wires involved.
Okay.
Anybody with a dish, I take my Dish Network with me when I go camping.
Okay.
So as long as there's no wires involved, there's no infrastructure to buy. So as long as I've got money to purchase the programming and purchase space on a satellite, I can have a dish company.
Okay.
But But the cable companies, now I got to buy wires, I got to buy cables, I got to buy pole space, I got to have all this thousands and millions and trillions of dollars of infrastructure to provide cable service. But if I've got if I can come up with enough investors to come up with several million dollars and I can pay for the programming and satellite time, I can start a dish network of some sort, a satellite TV network.
You can't start no satellite. They won't let you. You got to buy a spectrum. And FCC is on lockdown. They're, I'm telling you.
I don't think they could ever satellite.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Satellite radio, all that's done by Spectrum, which is a Spectrum, which is done by the FCC. All that's controlled by the FCC. Now, you've got your low wattage, your ham radios and stuff like that, and they still have some regulation. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to take a break in about a minute and a half, and I'm going to... I don't know who I heard this weekend. It'll do Luther for a minute. And when we come back, I'll be sticks with him, but tell me, I know I'm right about that. We'll be right back.
Away in the day that you come in the day, I hate to see you go anywhere, but you couldn't have to be.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Do you let other people order for you at a restaurant?
He'll have the famole Lyonnaise.
No, I won't. Or pick the movie you're going to see.
She'd like a ticket to Attack on Rage Mountain.
Really?
Now, come on. So why would you let others make all the important decisions about how your life is going to be when you get older?
I mean, is it okay with you if your kids decide where you're going to live?
My kids? Are you ready?
Are you kidding?
Or perfect strangers choose who will be taking care of you?
Not gonna happen.
No, Better visit longtermcare.gov, the trusted information site that helps you find your own path forward without selling you anything. It takes you step by step through everything you need to consider about aging and all your options. Longtermcare.gov. Stay in charge by planning now or pay later.
How about a mohawk?
How about a mohawk?
How about I put my foot right... Oh, hi, honey.
Concerned about your health? Confused about the amount of prescription drugs you are taking? Wondering which vitamins to take? Call Dr. Matt Mason, board-certified wellness physician as well as a chiropractor at Mason Wellness Center. Dr. Mason combines nutritional therapy, functional medicine, and chiropractic services to keep people healthy and get those of you that are ill feeling better faster. Mason Wellness Center is located on Layer Road in Warren, Ohio. To make an appointment or to receive additional info, migraine headaches, or digestive upsets, or you just feel like your immune system is weak, call Dr. Matt Mason at Mason Wellness, 330-219-6250, or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
Michael Savage. I used to like the title Steppenwolf by Hermann Hesse, once a very popular book. It always signified to me all of the different stages of all of our lives. And if you've been around a while and you had many different lives or incarnations, you're very lucky to see the world as it really is, as opposed to through rose-colored glasses, as it isn't.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on News Talk 600. We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free at 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I'm sitting in studio with Styx, and it's open mic, and I want to hear from you today. I have got something I want to say, and it may sound a little – I told you I'm really on a conspiracy theory today, so beware. I don't understand how they're trying to blame someone for striking down a commercial passenger plane going over the Ukraine when they flew over a place where there is a major unrest and everybody knows it. That's one. I'm not quite sure, and if somebody can call me and help me, you know, understand, get some clarification of that, because I don't understand how you blame you know, Putin or whomever, the Ukraine or whomever, whatever. I don't know how you blame them when you flew the plane, the Malaysia flew the plane over a place where they knew there was a major unrest. They knew that they were firing missiles. It's like right now, you know, if you go to Gaza Strip, don't get mad if you get hit. I mean, maybe I'm just too common sense for that. That's one thing. But then, you know, I look at right now, they're trying to tell all of us that the economy is getting better. They're trying to tell us a whole lot of stuff, and they're blowing a lot of smoke because it's not. And people are working harder for less. Housing starts are declining. I think they went down 10%. Unemployment, people may be getting jobs, but it's definitely not making
70% of the new jobs created have been part-time jobs. They're not full-time jobs with benefits like we have traditionally had in the United States.
I mean, there's a lot of misinformation going out, and we're buying into it like it's going to solve our problem, it's going to help us, and it's not. And they're playing almost like a three-card Molly with us. You know, they want you to think that things are good, and they want you to think that things are going well when they're truly not. And I've got a problem because with all that said, everybody's taking the eye off of what's going on here in America. Right now we're talking about what's going on in Russia with a Malaysian plane going down. We're talking about a lot of stuff, but we're not talking about the disingenuousness of American politics and how, whether it be the administration and or Congress.
Yeah, they're all.
No one is getting the job. No one is doing anything so that the American people can thrive. I was listening this morning. I don't know if you guys have seen the Koch brothers commercials.
What, the ones about Midwest company?
Yeah, absolutely. How great they are, and how many people they employ, like 60,000 people across this country.
Yeah. They got employees right down in Salem.
They got employees all over this world. But I just want everyone to know, we all hate the Koch brothers. But the Koch brothers are not only just manipulating Republican politics, they're manipulating Democrat politics and politics across this globe. And we want to throw a dart at them and say it's all because of them. Honey, this is bigger. This is a bigger fish.
There's people with way more money than the Koch brothers that are pulling strings.
There's
just the face of it.
There's a lot of folks doing a lot of things, and they're selling us Kool-Aid. And I was laughing. We were talking about this on the Internet, talking about don't drink the Kool-Aid. I'm telling y'all, Kool-Aid tastes good until it gets down. You know, you don't realize that you just drank poison until it gets into your belly.
Well, you know, Jeff brought this up before. You know, rat poison is 90% good quality corn.
And we are not paying attention. And I'm concerned because we're not paying attention. People are getting ready to get hit in the tuchus. And I'm going to blame this administration as well as everyone else because it's not only them, it's him and them. And we want to throw darts at them and him, but we don't want to throw darts at ourselves for not holding these people accountable.
Right.
And the more I've been looking at this, I'm like, wow, this is serious.
It's very serious. I mean, the things that the Republican Party wants to do and the things that the Democrat Party wants to do, when you meld them together, are bad for the American people.
I was listening this morning, and they said that they want that over in the Middle East, they're not quite sure how this is going to play out, but they think they need to bring the United Nations in because the United States has no power there anymore. I'm paraphrasing.
But the problem with the United Nations is if you put peacekeepers in there, that the United Nations is extremely corrupt. Have you seen the stats on the child rape and all that stuff?
I know the UN is bad. That's not the problem. The problem is, the UN is bad, and they're telling me right now with what's going on in the Middle East, Syria, Iraq,
Iran,
as well as the Saudi Arabia is getting ready to join,
and Libya.
So,
You're getting ready to have a restructuring of the Ottoman Empire is what you're getting ready to have.
So the question is, who is gonna? And we're not prepared. Our military, we're not prepared. We're not mentally prepared. We're not financially prepared. We're not
emotionally prepared.
We're not prepared.
No.
And this is real.
I mean, and you've got the Ron Paul types that keep saying, oh, we just need to come home. But
I keep on telling you, Ron Paul.
Nature abhors a vacuum. You cannot have a vacuum over there. And you're going to have one major power that is enforcing influence over there. And if it's a Muslim caliphate Muslim Brotherhood type government, Israel will not stop. They will use nukes.
Are we
willing to sit back and allow that vacuum to create?
I don't think we have no choice. I don't think we have a choice on who we allow to create what. Good morning, Eric. I don't think we have a choice on who creates what. I think we have, because of our bad lack of leadership in the last 7 years. And when I say that leadership, we have withdrawn our support from Israel. I don't even think they call us on the phone. And I think when they do, we don't even answer the phone.
Well, you know, John Kerry had a faux pas this weekend.
Again?
On an open mic, yeah.
What did he say?
Something about Israel.
Good morning, Eric.
Hey, Tracy. Yeah, John Kerry, he did have a bad, he had a slip of the tongue. He didn't realize the microphone. And he said something about, basically, he was being sarcastic towards Netanyahu, saying that this isn't working out real well. As far as the civilian casualties on the Hamas side. But the problem is they're using the people as human shields, you know?
Who?
Hamas.
Oh, well, I mean, that ain't nothing new. They do that. That's like sport.
They've been doing that forever. I mean, what this amounts to is Hamas swings at Israel, and because Israel has that Iron Dome defense system, they don't get hit. So Israel bombs Hamas and says, now sit down. And Hamas gets back up and swings again, and they miss. And Israel hits them again. So how many times does Israel have to hit them before they're finally just going to sit down?
They're not. You got to realize that.
Well, I
mean,
you and I look at this on a different plane than secular America.
They're not. This is not about who dies. This is about who fights.
Well, Hamas has said the reason they will win is because they value death more than we value life.
But it's not even about death and life. They're going to continue. You ever seen two family members fight? And they can't come to a compromise, no matter how common sense it makes, even when they both win.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
We look at this.
Yeah, basically.
Two cousins fight it.
Yeah, the son of the slave woman versus the son of the free woman.
Yeah, Netanyahu said basically he uses weapons to protect his people. Hamas uses people to protect their weapons. Now, you can't rationalize with people like that.
That is kind of strange, isn't it? That is kind of weird.
Well, the thing is, Israel will call. They'll actually get the text, the phone numbers of the people in the houses that they're going to blow up, and they'll call them and say, you've got 8 minutes to vacate your house. The bombs are coming.
Unbelievable.
And the people will just sit in their houses anyways to get blowed up, to make a statement. And I'm sorry. I can't get my head wrapped around that. You know, I can understand being a warrior and dying for your country, but I can't imagine telling your wife and children, you sit here while we wait for the bombs to drop on our heads.
No, that doesn't work. Good morning, Covina.
Good morning. I heard what you guys said. I just find myself in disagreement with what you guys are saying.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, I think the story is more complicated. I mean, I can't isolate any one incident and go into it, but I'm just saying you have an apartheid state and a people that's tired of living in apartheid. They're facing it like, I'd rather die than to sit here and live under this apartheid state.
Do we realize that these people are fighting over a strip of land that is not as big as
smaller than the state of Florida?
Oh yeah,
that's not much smaller. That's not even.
I got a question for you, Covina, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Arabs that live in Israel, they have full Israeli citizenship and full rights. Did you know that?
That's not even the point. The point is you have. One population of religious person who has to control the other religious person, and they're a minority. They're in their own land, and then they have to control everybody, and willing to kill people to do it. I mean, sometimes people get desperate. I mean, it may not be good, but that's what happens, man. Sometimes people get desperate.
Let me ask you this, Covina, man: if it was your family.
Which one are you talking about? Be specific.
Okay. If it was your family, would you use your child as a human shield?
No, I wouldn't. I'm sitting here in a rational,
why not?
Peaceful California. I'm rational in peaceful California. and I don't have that stress. If maybe I lived in their occupation for 40, 50 years, who knows? That takes a mental change. It's not mentally normal.
So I mean, let's go back and do the history on this. First thing is Palestine never existed until the Romans changed the name of Israel to Palestine.
That's
first number one. That's the first thing. Two, that land was acquired by Israel after they were attacked, and they won it fair and square in a war, so why should they have to get it back? 6 days, 6 hours, and 6 minutes.
6 days, 6 hours.
Right, both of your recounts are absolutely wrong. Israel started the war, and then
No, they did not. War. No. They were attacked. No, they were attacked by Egypt.
No, they started the war.
They did not.
By whose account? Whose history is that?
That's the history.
Oh, okay. Well, on that history. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I'll see you on the other side of my break.
I'm Julio Flores with your headline news. Former Newton Falls Police Chief John Cuvella has filed an employment discrimination suit against the city and several present and former city officials. City Council voted to terminate Cuvella as chief in February of last year. The suit filed by Cuvella in federal court claims that his investigation led to the recall of former Mayor Pat Lonchuk. A suit filed by Cuvella in federal court claims that his investigation that led to the recall of former Mayor Pat Leshock resulted in retaliation by members of the council. An Ohio couple whose car plunged 70 feet off a cliff survived the fall after a daring rescue. The crash happened around 3:30 a.m. Sunday in Painesville Township. Lake County Sheriff's deputies in Northeast Ohio said the driver of the car, 26-year-old Michael Bronwell, freed himself out of the wreck and climbed up the cliff to get help. Bronwell's girlfriend, 31-year-old Ashley Kuzik, was trapped inside the car, and firefighters had to hoist her up the steep embankment. For WSOM News, I'm Julio Flores.
Declare your apartment or rental house a bummer-free zone with renter's insurance from Grange. It protects the contents of your home from such major hassles as theft, weather, and plumbing mishaps for just pennies a day. Let Crab Insurance Agency, your Grange independent agent, show you how a Grange rental policy is an even better bargain when paired with Grange auto coverage. Call Crab Insurance Agency at 330-332-1586.
Products not available in all states.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Thank you.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. I've got Six in the studio with me, and I'm stuck on this song for a minute, so you guys know by now. I find the song I like, and I stay with it for a little while. It is 43 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on WSOM. We were talking about the police, and Kalina Man was saying that the war of 67, that Israel started. And Sticks with and looked it up, and he says, well, he's partially right. But there was more to it than that. Don't tell me, you ain't always right. Don't even trip.
No, you guys are.
Listen, can I finish what I'm saying?
History written by the conquerors.
Can I finish what I'm saying? Israel did not just wake up and said, I think I will bomb these people and take over their land. That's not how it worked.
Four different sources said the same thing. They were massing troops on Israel's border for an invasion. Israel took out, Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan's air forces. And then the Arabs attempted to invade Israel, and Israel blew them up because they had no air support.
And it was a very, very supernatural war, too.
It was a crazy war.
Okay, so he's wrong on point number two he made, and he's also wrong on point number one. You just thought you wasn't wrong on number two. I'm telling you what the history is, and you just trying to tell me without knowing the history.
Hold on. You're not going to sit here and yell at me, and I told you I'm having a bad day. So don't trip. I'm telling you.
I've got Encyclopedia Britannica right here in front of me, and I will read this to you verbatim.
Let me read this to you verbatim.
Prior to the start of the war, attacks were conducted against Israel by the fledgling Palestinian guerrilla groups based in Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan had increased, leading to a costly Israeli reprisals. In November 1966, an Israeli strike on the village of Al-Osimu in Jordanian West Bank left 18 dead and 54 wounded. During an air battle with Syria in 67, the Israeli Air Force shot down six Syrian MiG fighter jets. In addition, Soviet intelligence reports in May indicated Israel was planning a punitive military campaign against Syria. And although inaccurate, the information further heightened tensions between Israel and its Arab neighbors. In response to the apparent mobilization of its Arab neighbors, early on the morning of June 5th, Israel staged a sudden preemptive air assault and destroyed Egypt's air force on the ground. Later that day, it incapacitated a great deal of the Jordanian and Syrian air power as well. Without cover from the air, the Arab armies were left vulnerable to attack, and as a result, the Israeli victory on the ground was overwhelming.
Right.
That's Encyclopedia
Britannica.
Wait. Let's go to point number one, because he had made two inaccurate statements. I want him to try to back it up, and he failed on number two. Let's go back to number one. And you explained to me there was nobody there. He said there was nobody there prior to the Israel showing up. So explain to me how that could be.
I did not say there was nobody there. I said Israel was given to the Israelis by God in the Bible. So either you believe that or you don't.
Okay, forget about that. I'm talking about the actual history that happened in your lifetime.
Okay.
Explain
to
me how.
I didn't say that there was no people there. I said that they were massing.
What did you say?
I said that those three nations were massing troops on the border to invade Israel. And Israel did a preemptive strike. That's what I said.
Right, that was point number two.
Kavina Man, I'm telling you now, tone it down. I'm not in the mood today. Please. We're going to have a great conversation, but we will not be radical today. Do we all have a great understanding here? So now make your point.
I wanted him to back up his number one. Number one, he had made two points. The first point he had made was about how Israel has started. He said that the British Empire gave their land to them. There was nobody there. So they gave it to them. That's what he said. And number two, he went on and said...
No, I didn't say a word about the British Empire. The British Empire, that word never came out of my mouth.
What did you say about who gave the land to Israel? That's what you had said.
God gave the land to Israel.
That's
point number one
said.
Is God gave the land to Israel. One. Two, Israel was known as Israel until the Romans changed the name from Israel to Palestine. It was the Roman Empire that changed the map, the wording on the map.
Oh, you see, okay, Roman Empire. Okay.
And yes, yes, after the Second World War, the modern state of Israel was carved out so the Jews had a home. Absolutely. And from the day they set foot on that land, the Arabs have been trying to shove them off of it.
Go ahead, Diva.
Oh, I just wanted to know, are we looking at this from a secular standpoint or a biblical standpoint?
You can't separate the two. I mean, there's no way.
I think Kahneman is trying to separate the two.
Because he has no biblical base, and I understand where he's coming from, because he has no spiritual base to it. But
that's where you're wrong, Tracy. You guys have no spiritual base.
Did you hear what I said? We will not. I am not playing. I told y'all I'm on meds. I am really crazy today. I will not play with anyone today.
I'm telling you guys, you need to look on this woman's face.
I am not telling you. I'm really not in the mood.
This isn't a good day to play with
Tracy. What's wrong?
Please don't.
What's wrong?
I told y'all they put me on some medication and it's made me wacky as a doom bug. Please do not mess with me today. Because I am not politically correct in any way, shape, or form.
Well, at least
Thank
you can
you
be
very
honest.
Much. Absolutely. So everyone has been forewarned, and I am not playing. This is not a play Tracy day. So either we're going to have a great conversation, or y'all going to listen to Michael Jackson and Luther Vandross all day.
As long as ain't none of that music sticks one, I'm good.
Y'all mess with me, I'll do a sticks thing. I ain't playing. I'm just not. I'm saying. Listen,
all right, Kavina, man, you got to shut up. I can't take none of that country western, whatever sticks be in trying to be here. I can't do it.
You can't separate Larry, the secular from the spiritual aspect of it, because there is no separation to it. It is what it is. And when the land was given back to Israel, and Israel was made a state in 1948, it was of biblical proportions because it was prophesied so many years ago, like 1,948 years prior to. Actually, before that, probably about 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Maybe about 2,500.
It was in Malachi, wasn't it?
I have to look. I don't think so.
But the prophecy was even long before, the actual forming of the state of Israel.
Jesus got here.
But
that's what I'm saying.
Land itself was a promise made.
Correct.
To Abraham.
I want to say Abraham time, if you want to
Abraham,
actually
that's
go
correct.
Yeah, it was the land promised to Abraham.
Right. So remember, when they were exiled from the land during the Babylonian time, they were scattered all over the world, and then they came back in 48, which actually
if you read the Bible, you would know that. If you take the time to actually read the Bible from Genesis, read the entire Old Testament, especially Isaiah.
Correct, but there are a lot of people that don't believe in the Bible anymore. And if they do, they cherry-pick what it is and what it isn't. And I don't want to go into a theological debate over this. But you can't say, is it secular and is it non-secular, because it is all one. And again,
Israel does?
No, because Israel, don't get me wrong, Israel is wrong in a lot of ways. I'm not going to say Israel's all right, because they're not. Israel is just as secular and in their methods. And they are just as atheists in their belief system, and a lot of them, than a lot of people walk in the street, if not more. But it has nothing to do with who they are. And who they are gives them the ability to do what they do. And America used to be a friend of Israel and was a navigator of somewhat of their moral compass to keep them
in line.
Yeah. And America has now hijacked and or taken away that role and done their own thing, and they're siding with the side of Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood.
Do you think that the thought of I don't know what your guys think about Netanyahu, and not that I'm saying he's an evil person, but I just feel like right now America is not just supposed to be Israel's friend. America is Israel's. You're right in moral compass and balance, because I feel like if not for President Obama, we would be practically in, headed, if not in Armageddon, if we had McCain or Romney in office.
This is the issue. If President Obama had stepped up and led as a good leader, we may not be here. Remember, the stabilization of the Middle East had a lot to do with a lot of our decisions and our policies. You have to understand, we're the one who took out Gaddafi. We're the one who helped take out Mubarak.
Right.
We're the one who helped take out a lot of things that are going on over there. We are the ones that sat on the sidelines with Syria. We are the ones that have we've always been in the mix of things, and President Obama deciding that he's going to step back and do nothing has caused a lot of the destabilization of it.
But there's never been a stabilization in that region. And I don't understand. Stabilization.
Hold on. Diva, there was never peace, but they were stable.
Right.
You got to realize, as long as you keep your cousins away from each other, they were okay. And they had people in there. They could have been bad people, but those bad people were keeping their cousins in line. Right now,
I mean, there are bombers going off,
Diva, missiles. They were still more stabilized than they are today.
Right. You had a terrorist bombing here and there, but you didn't have large scale warfare like we have today. If President Obama would have left 10,000 troops in Iraq like the Iraqis asked him for, we would not be in the problem that we're having today. And when there were 10,000 troops in Iraq, we had it stabilized. We weren't losing anybody.
Okay. Not
President
to get off
Obama
theological.
Has more people.
I mean,
President Obama has lost more soldiers in his 6 years than President Bush did in his 8.
So,
not to get theological, but I mean, there have been times where God has stepped back from Israel and allowed Israel to just go through mess because they have
Him. Can I say this? You're right. In the past. You're right. There's many times, but
why can that be in the
present? Because we're on a time clock walking into Revelation.
Right.
And so that step back is not going to happen. You have to realize
disagree.
I'm saying we're on our time clock from 1948 forward is moving towards that which was prophesied, and you see the revelation. You see it coming to fruition. You see the manifestation happening. You see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Even the great falling away. You see it everywhere.
Yes.
And so you can't walk away from what's real. So, God's not going to take his hand away from Israel. And you have to understand, an Israel will never be defeated. See, that's the issue. You got to understand this. Israel will never be defeated, and we are walking towards Damascus. See,
exactly.
Damascus,
so why are y'all stressing about it?
This is not about a stress. This is inevitable. The question is, in its inevitability,
the women of war,
you don't have to create it. And what's happening with us is we are creating our own demise based upon our decisions. Now, yes, God is allowing it to happen. But you don't always have to go outside and set your whole house afire because you want to cook a marshmallow. I'll be right back.
And lead a mic where we can talk.
A professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life.
What?
Let your home or office express something
with
a fine art limited edition.
You mean I'm being politically correct with them?
You'll find many unique and affordable fine art.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at AIWHealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment.
I just
Dr.
Really
Hill's
get
office environment and staff
settle.
Were pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care
and
get
I've
a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the time of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes it's too overwhelming. But Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care.
Israel believes
everybody faces
this is
challenges
in like Canaan.
Sometimes
the guy was
these challenges
them.
Can be too much to handle on
and
our own.
That
that's where
it
Turning
them,
Point
they had
Counseling
to take
can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol
they've been
abuse, and
over
addiction,
this land. They've been
playing
over this promise to the prophecy for ages now. And it ain't going to end to the day.
Learn to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Latest from ABC News, I'm Daniela Vellante. Investigators at the crash site of the Malaysian jet not saying much yet as we hear from ABC's Aaron Katursky in Kiev.
The Dutch investigators have to be delicate here. They're negotiating with the rebel leaders who are in control of the crash site to release the bodies, many of them Dutch citizens. And so they don't want to publicly criticize how the site has been treated, how the bodies have been moved, how they languished in a field for a couple of days. Instead, they said the refrigerated train cars are about the best that can be done given the circumstances.
All of the bodies have now been collected. After the deadliest day in Gaza, the UN Security Council is calling for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Another American hero will be honored today at the White House.
Another American hero will have the pale blue ribbon and Medal of Honor fastened around his collar by the Commander-in-Chief. It was 6 years ago last week that Army Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts fought off attackers in Afghanistan to protect his fellow U.S. soldiers. Pitts is the ninth living recipient of the Medal of Honor from the Afghan and Iraq conflicts. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Finally, a chance for fire crews to get ahead of the massive wildfire in Washington state.
It's the break firefighters have been waiting for. Calmer winds are helping crews create fire lines around the massive Carlton Complex wildfire. Governor Jay Inslee.
This is a firestorm beyond human imagination, and we need more assets.
Firefighters from across the country have joined the week-long battle, while residents like Warren Smethers return to find their homes gone. He purchased his dream house just 3 weeks ago.
90% of everything moved in and lost it.
Brandy Hitt, ABC News, Pateros, Washington.
Jury selection starts today in the trial of a Detroit man charged with killing a young woman who knocked on his door in the middle of the night after she got into a car accident. This is ABC News.
I
I've never been a vegetable eater.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Mangosteen.
Pineapple. Sweet potatoes.
I just don't like vegetables.
I can't imagine what it's like for the people that don't eat their fruits and vegetables like I do every day.
I eat very unhealthy. I eat a lot of burgers, fried stuff, and that's what I always crave. I got on the superfood, and within the first 3 or 4 days, what I started craving was the healthy food. Salad and chicken and fish and 12 servings of fruits and vegetables a day from superfood. You know, I'm 6'4" and I weighed about probably 335 pounds. As of today, 270 pounds. So I've lost about 65 pounds.
That's amazing. It really is.
TexasSuperfood.com.
I'm Dr. Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood delivers the same nutrition as 12, count them, 12 servings of raw fruits and vegetables.
I had a 54-inch waist. I'm now down to a 40-inch waist.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com or call us
844-DR-BLACK.
844-DR-BLACK. TexasSuperfood.com.
An upbeat report this morning from business economists. ABC's Richard Davies says growth appears to be picking up.
Business sales and spending are growing, and the outlook is stronger than it was this time last year.
Business conditions have improved noticeably after the exceptionally weak first quarter.
Jack Kleinhans of the National Association for Business Economics.
Our respondents reported widespread pattern of sales growth.
More companies expect to add workers.
Employment is expected to grow, and in fact, we've seen some wage pressures, but are very modest.
Inflation appears to be under control. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Fearing orange prison jumpsuits are becoming fashionable thanks to Netflix's smash hit Orange is the New Black, a Michigan sheriff says that he is going back to old-style black and white stripe ones. He says that the jailhouse suits are pretty cheap, less than $12 each. Daniela Bellata, ABC News.
Since 1936, DAP's goal has been your complete satisfaction and has become the nation's number one destination for electronics and appliances. Shop DAP.com for a better experience. Free delivery on thousands of items. APT, pleasing people since 1936.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon, the show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll-free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Get your feel good home. Get some pictures on the Instagram and show them what is missing. Street no chase, a girl on a mission. Baby, I could be your payback. Hey, gonna help you get your sway back. Take it to the dance floor, I'ma lean your way back. Should have known running around.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. This is dedicated to Diva. But listen, I met a guy yesterday, and it... What'd you say, Diva? Oh,
she ain't
talking. She ain't talking. This is dedicated to you.
Oh, no!
Listen, I was out yesterday, and I told you I had a rough weekend. And I met a guy, and he had, you know, there are people that are down south that have a major southern draw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy's draw was so, it was really. All you could ask was, where are you from? He was from, I think he said, Western Kentucky.
Kentucky?
Yeah. I mean, his draw, it was like.
He come from Western Kentucky down there where we drive them Ford pickup trucks.
You know, he's a Hurley guy. He's a Hurley guy. And he's up here. He's working on the trains. And it was like his dialect, the elocution of his words, it was so southern. It was like, wow. And I asked him his name, and then he told me his name was Roscoe, and I just took the cake. I don't think y'all understand. It just made me smile.
You know, you know, it's been my experience that you're not the most polite people are the people from down south.
They're not? Or
they
are?
Most polite.
I think so.
When I ran into those guys from Texas, those oil field guys, I don't think he ever called me by my name. It was always sir. And my wife, ma'am, you know, I mean, it was just extremely polite people.
They are. And I will say this. People miss Alabama's on the phone. And, you know, he says that, you know, I think we had this conversation before, and he talked about how people treat people with a southern drawl,
mm-hmm.
as in not being intelligent.
Well, that's a Jeff Foxworthy joke. As soon as they hear a southern accent, they automatically drop five IQ points.
See, that's not true. And I was so very – I was like his – but his accent was so strong. It was like, wow. I just wanted to sit – I had to turn this recorder on. I'd have made him say something that had to do with Tracy and Friends because it was just – the draw was just unbelievable. I'd never heard anyone with such a southern draw. Good morning, Alabama. I thought you were –
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, no, you ain't got it today. I didn't found somebody else with a real southern draw. You've just been playing all these years.
Oh, I didn't even know. I'm not aware of my southern drawl. You know, I just, you know, I had one of your callers called me a bama the other day. I ain't heard that one in a long time, man. That's some up north stuff right there. Bama.
They called you a bama.
Yeah, man. I like that type of stuff. Because my thing is, if you put a person at a disadvantage.
Hey, move your mic back. Move your mic back.
Is that better?
Okay. That's better.
Yeah. I got 20 minutes before I walk. The recruiter's about to walk me in, but. The way I look at it, my brother told me about this when he went to the Marine. He said he would be there and people would call him Bama because he's from Alabama. People would laugh because you a Bama. But the thing is, that doesn't mean we're slow. Like, look at hip-hop. You know, people from up north invented it. I'll give them that. But we took it and elevated it and took it over and have ran it for the last, you know, what, 15, 20 years now, almost 20 years since Master P. So that just goes to show you that it's not about the way you talk. It's about the way what you think when your mouth is closed, how you think, how you operate. You know, you're not at a disadvantage because of your drawl or your accent. In fact, I like when people play me at a disadvantage, think I'm stupid. I love it because then I play dumb. I went to see Planet of the Apes, and one of the
how
apes
was that?
Played. It was real good. One of the apes, the bad ape, he started playing dumb. And they kept calling him a monkey and insulting him. He got the gun from him because they thought he was just a dumb monkey. And shot both of them and took their weapons. It was funny. It was kind of funny to me. But that's how people play you. They play you like you're stupid. And I don't care. You can think I'm dumb. And one of the things I learned about being around intelligent people, when a person's intelligent, a lot of times it puts them at a disadvantage. If they're very intelligent, it puts them at a disadvantage because a lot of times, like if you're in IT, for example, a lot of people, they want to be right. They have to. I don't care about that. My thing is I want this paycheck, and I got a purpose and a goal. And you'll be working for me because the intelligent people work for the C student. Robert Kiyosaki got a book out about that right now, about the A students work for C students. It's usually the way it works. So
B students work for the government.
Because all you, if you're A students, means you're good at literary and math. Being a literary, you can type and write, and you're good at math. That doesn't necessarily mean you have the skills to run a business.
Well, Alabama, you ever read The Millionaire Mind by Dr. Thomas Stanley?
I know The Millionaire Next Door, the second one. I meant read that one.
The Millionaire Next Door was the first one. The Millionaire Mind was the second
one. Yeah, I meant the second one. Yeah, I read that one then. Yeah.
Okay.
About
yeah.
all the different things affluent people do.
Right, and that was one of the things he brought out was that C students, that are C students realize early on that I can't get through this system, I have to go around it. Because the A students are going to get all the opportunities. They're the ones who are going to get the first job offers. They're the ones that are going to get all that stuff. So C students have to figure out a way to get around the system.
How do we begin to teach people again? It's not about the grade that you achieve, but the knowledge that you attain. Because I know people who've never, I mean, I know some people that have never finished anything who are some of the most knowledgeable people that I've ever met.
I know more affluent people that do not have college degrees than affluent people that have them.
That's correct. And we've gotten into this mindset that you can't be smart if you don't have an alphabet behind your name, which is not true. And so you look at your people that work with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
That goes back to what we've talked about this several times, people that are in the craft, in the trades. You know, there's some very, very knowledgeable people without degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And we have undermined them for so long that it's really sad.
Well, it's the trade people that keep the world going around anyways. I mean, we've said this a million times. When your toilet don't work at 2 o'clock in the morning, you don't care what it costs to get it fixed.
That's true. And you will pay for it through the nose.
You know, that's a joke I've heard. My plumber has people.
A friend of mine said to me, she said, why do people don't return their calls, return phone calls when you're calling them to do work? I said, because they have so many customers. You're just another number.
That's right. Good quality craftsmen, good quality carpenters, good quality electricians, air conditioning guys.
You're just another number.
Yeah. And if you got one that ain't busy, you probably don't want it.
He ain't no good.
Yeah.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5252 tonight. It is open mic. And I said, we will talk, whatever the conversation is, we will do it one at a time because I'm not in a good mood today. I don't have too many days like that.
Yeah, you didn't mute the mic the whole break. I know you're in a bad mood. You didn't mute the mic the whole break. It was about 10 minutes, 20 minutes of just commercials.
I know. I told you I'm having a bad day. It's one of those days. And a happy song is not changing it. So, you know.
I disagreed with Sticks. I disagreed with Sticks a while ago, a long time ago.
About what?
Something. He made a point about the Ron Paul types that want to come home, but you create a vacuum. And the thing is this. When we leave, countries are either made or supported by at the end of a gun barrel or by a knife or knives and shields and bayonets. You can't. When you say we need to have a strong presence, a lot of times, not every time, but a lot of times, if you're going to be strong internationally, that means by force. That means at the barrel of a gun. That's the only way people are going to be forced to do what your will is. So we need to go over what he's really saying in essence is we need to go and enforce our will on weaker people because we have to fear other stronger people that don't agree with us, like Russia and China.
What I'm saying is, one, if we leave, Russia and China will absolutely become the dominating force in that area. But what I'm saying is we need to be the big brother in the room that's keeping the two sides from fighting. I mean,
you do know historically we created this. There's a guy that we use.
We've been doing it.
In our government.
This goes back earlier than the Cold War.
Oh, absolutely. I said this
because
is all
the
about
Arabs,
foreign policy.
The Arabs were being supported by the Soviet Union. And we were supporting the other side. I mean, yeah, a lot of this whole problem goes back to the Russians and the Americans manipulating other countries.
No, I'm saying that this was pioneered by economic hitmen. Economic hitmen is what we're talking about, like going in and getting the resources. Because when you say what our world is, it's really about the resources of a particular nation. And that was pioneered by America. We started this. China and Russia learned from us.
Hold on, I need to pick up a call.
Russia had an empire.
Too. Local call, your mic is on.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Hi, I want to say hi to Dee first.
Didn't I tell y'all this ain't the diva line?
Okay, first I want to say hi to you, Miss Tracy.
I
understand that you're not feeling so well today. Miss Tracy.
What?
I understand you're not feeling so well. Neither am I, but I just wanted to say hi to Diva. And plus, I have something to say to you. It still goes back to what Eisenhower, and I understand that Eisenhower, in that he was a military man and he knew the military, but yet he doesn't pull the military, getting involved in nation building and all this other stuff. Like, he was not in favor of that. Because that's why he tried to warn the American people over 50 years ago about beware of the military complex industrial interest or something like that. Because he knew that the military was going to be more like a threat and a marrying might to this country here. And they probably had something to do with our policies. I think that those who contract with the military are the ones who dictate. And I believe it could even be our military itself, because most of the wars, I believe, are skirmish wars, and I think it's about how they make certain weapons and all these other things. So I believe that, I truly believe what Eisenhower warned us, and what he warned us is coming to pass today. And I think that what Community Man was saying is true. It's about resources. The United States, they're really the reason why they're over here, because they're also in the desert. The oil people who have something to do with oil also. So it's all intertwined together and stuff like that. I think it's the military. It's also.
But this is bad policy. And
yeah.
Let me get this out. This, again, America. We are seeing the manifestation of bad policy throughout the years.
Yes.
And it's coming. It came to a head with this administration. So I will not put it all. And this is not all blame on President Obama. It's not.
See,
no, because
Dwight Eisenhower was president during Korea. Dwight Eisenhower was president during the Korean conflict. And, in fact, he campaigned on going to Korea.
Why did he want to go into Korea?
Well, it was a UN action to stem communism from coming south into the South Korea.
I have a question for you guys who are much smarter than me. How in the world? Hold on, Steve. How did the UN become such a mighty force when they have been so corrupt over the years?
We created it. I mean, the United States created the UN.
So the United States created the UN. The UN, we only have one vote versus the all votes.
Yeah, but we have a veto vote. There are three veto votes. U.S., China, and Russia, all three have veto votes. Nothing happens in the UN if one of those three countries vetoes it.
So my question
we didn't create the UN.
Hold on. So we created something else that is now a monster. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
What did you say, Alabama?
The UN was created by bankers. I mean, through the U.S., but by bankers. And the League of Nations was their first stab at it. I mean,
hold on. Don't go so fast, because we're a little slow here. So if it was created by bankers, we're still talking about American bankers.
No, we're not.
No, international bankers.
Okay, international bankers.
See,
British bankers.
And Alabama and I agree on this, because it goes back to the Federal Reserve and the Wilson administration and all of the progressive stuff.
So we still go back to Wilson and progressives.
Yes. And Teddy Roosevelt. There's blame on both the D's and the R's for this mess. Right, Alabama?
Yeah, I mean, my thing is with it, I feel like the Federal Reserve and all that is just really an outpouring from the Bank of England, the Rothschilds. It's the same people. These people were worth $500-600 million in the 1850s. They didn't just go away. And this is what you see now is what they set up. They were talking about this stuff 200-300 years ago. They was going to do this, and they did it.
Yes.
and they're still doing this. So why is it? Because right now, when I look at the, we're looking at UN actions and them going into Israel, and you look at, I mean, the power and the world policy that the United Nations are putting together, which is totally, in many aspects, very, very wrong. Very, very corrupt. And we, I mean, Afikonan was that, is that what?
Kofi Annan? Yeah.
He was not a good guy.
Oh, it's Kofi Annan.
Huh? Kofi Annan?
Yeah.
He was not a good guy. And I've never seen the United Nations actually been led by an American. Have you?
No, that's one of the things that probably will never happen.
Why is that?
Because we're already the big player in the world, and
so
they don't want,
yeah, that's giving too much power to an already powerful nation.
Because we already, I mean, there was already talk of Bill Clinton going there. There's still talk of Barack Obama ending up there somewhere someday. The Secretary General of the UN.
So, where are we going with all this?
Well,
I mean, seriously,
the UN Charter, the UN was originally set up. They want a one-world government. That's what they want.
We know. And so does America.
Well,
quiet as his cap.
I think most of the world believes that they would be better off with a one-world government, one-world religion. But those who are believers, those who have read the Bible, especially the Book of Daniel, Book of Revelations, we know what that entails. So, of course, we would be against it. But I think majority of the world would be okay with one-world order. That's why it's going to come to pass. It's going to happen. A lot of stuff that we're seeing now is setting us up for that to happen. But then us as believers have to get beyond.
All right, I'm going down store. Y'all have a good day.
Hey, you too, Alabama. Have a good day.
Us believers have to get beyond that happening and focus on what all this is truly meaning and where God is placing us and what God is doing in this situation, where He wants us to be doing in this situation.
But overall, I mean, even if it says occupy, the Bible says occupy until I come. But even with that, I mean, if you look at what's, I mean, I haven't gotten to this topic yet, but there's a new show on Swim called Black Jesus. And I have not heard any outrage from the church community on it. So you want to know what we need to be doing. I mean, we're sitting in back still dressing up for special days. I mean, that's not here nor there. There are global issues that are going on, and we have no say. We are allowing things to happen that we know are totally against what our foundational belief is, and we say nothing.
But do you know what
quite...
self-fulfilling? You know what a self-fulfilling prophecy is?
No, tell me. Tell me your definition of it.
A self-fulfilling prophecy is you trying to prevent something that you believe may happen, but in the actions that you are trying to do, what you believe being good, brings about the very thing that you are trying to prevent. And that's what it seems as if what's going on, instead of us doing
okay, let me
exactly
say this. So let me say this. So if I know that I should not allow my child to play with matches, and
you
I
take
know
away
that,
the
hold on, oh, whoa, 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 and I know that my child's going to become a firefighter, do I continue to allow my child to play with matches until he becomes a firefighter, or do I preempt him until he actually grows up?
What happens is, it depends on. I'm trying to answer you. You know that your child wants to be a firefighter. Are you against your child being a firefighter, or are you for your child being a firefighter? If you're for your child being a firefighter, then you guide them in fire safety, fire protection. But you don't keep the matchbook away from them. You don't keep fire safety away from them, because then what's going to happen is, in them being curious about being a firefighter, their curiosity becomes disastrous in that moment if you're not using teaching moment, if you're not using teachable lessons.
So let's carry this one step further. I know my child wants to be a soldier. Do I keep the guns locked up in a safe or not?
No, you teach your child gun safety. You teach your child
No, 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 no. You lock the guns up in the safe.
That's where people don't understand when it talks about gun safety. They don't understand it just because you allow your child to shoot. Hold on, Diva. Hold on. I got to throw this in because I got to take a break. But people need to know that when it comes to gun safety, this is what people need to understand when it comes to gun safety and comes to gun ownership. People allow their children, they teach them gun safety. They teach them about guns. They allow them to shoot guns at a young age. But then they show them the responsibility of locking them up in the safe so they don't have access to them without the parental observation. We need to understand that. We'll be right back.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at AIWHealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Finally.
Boardman Frame House Gallery.
Gosh. Right.
Professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Michael Savage. I used to like the title Steppenwolf by Hermann Hesse, once a very popular book. It always signified to me all of the different stages of all of our lives. And if you've been around a while and you had many different lives or incarnations, you're very lucky to see the world as it really is as opposed to through rose-colored glasses, as it isn't.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on News Talk 600.
I'm Julio Flores with your headline news. Former Newton Falls Police Chief John Cuvella has filed an employment discrimination suit against the city and several present and former city officials. City Council voted to terminate Covella as chief in February of last year. The suit filed by Covella in federal court claims that his investigation led to the recall of former mayor Pat Lonchuk. A suit filed by Covella in federal court claims that his investigation that led to the recall of former mayor Pat Leshock resulted in retaliation by members of the council. An Ohio couple whose car plunged 70 feet off a cliff survived the fall after a daring rescue. The crash happened around 3:30 a.m. Sunday in Painesville Township. Lake County Sheriff's deputies in Northeast Ohio said the driver of the car, 26-year-old Michael Bronwell, freed himself out of the wreck and climbed up the cliff to get help. Bronwell's girlfriend, 31-year-old Ashley Kuzik, was trapped inside the car, and firefighters had to hoist her up the steep embankment. For WSOM News, I'm Julio Flores.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
If you get shot or stabbed, it's kind of common knowledge that you want to go to a big city hospital where such things are routine. Well, same thing is true of heart attacks, strokes, and so forth. A study finds that patients who go to big, busy emergency rooms have a 10% lower chance of death than those who go to a nice, friendly, quiet ER out in the burbs. Speaking of strokes and heart attacks, a new study finds that statins reduce not only cholesterol, but they also reduce the chance of death in diabetes patients. Researchers found you can live, quote, quite a few years longer by taking statins if you have diabetes. And a class action suit says some Subaru models have faulty piston rings that can cause the car to burn more oil, which can cause engine failure. The lawsuit names fairly recent models, but complaints to Consumer Affairs indicate that the problem may be more widespread. So if you've got a Subaru, keep some oil in the trunk and keep that dipstick busy. I'm Stacey Cohen. You can learn more at consumeraffairs.com.
WSOM.
I saw a guy texting yesterday, but I think he had his kids with him. Is that possible? I felt like following him. And he was not going slow. He was approaching a roundabout. I don't know what you have to set up for yourself, what sort of thing to convince yourself, but texting while you're driving is not suicidal, it's homicidal.
Catch Dennis Miller, noon to 3, weekdays, right here on News Talk AM 600. 1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
So what is the answer? Question of you, what do I look for? What shall I do? Which way do I turn when I'm feeling lost? I sell my soul, honey, never. What will it cost? I become naked. Don't give me that all. I remain upright. Get on my knees and crawl.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And we want to hear from you today. I am in studio with Six, and it is 37 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. I'm having a bad day, so everybody has to play nice. If they don't play nice, I lose.
Now we're back to watching cartoons on public broadcasting.
Yeah. Something's wrong. The box keeps going out. I don't know why. I didn't do it. So, yeah, we're back All I want to watch is Bloomberg. And we're listening to Prince. This that must be something new.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this along the way, and I have no idea what it's called. It's called, it's 2004. Number 347-945-5210. It is open mic today. Go ahead, Covina. I see you're out there.
Yeah, my Skype was messing up. But I wanted to say this. I think that this is my opinion. The worst foreign policy, the worst example of it is when people are building their foreign policy of a country based upon their religious interpretation of biblical prophecy. To me, that is utterly nutty, and in my opinion, personally, loses all credibility because they have no objectivity. They can base their beliefs based upon their religion and say, oh, this is what God said we should do. And I think it's utterly nonsense. I think it's just an excuse someone has put in people's head to try to sell them the bridge. You know, I got a bridge for you to buy, I mean, for you to sell if you believe that. And people are buying the bridge they're just buying the bridge. That's all I would say.
I understand where he's coming from.
I see where he's coming from.
I do.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. You want to know why I don't understand where he's coming from? Because
why?
The simple fact is, Israel is how big in that region, but yet Israel's winning. It may seem they may have to fight harder, but they have not been wiped out. And if you flip, and if you pick up a Bible and read it sometime, read Daniel, Isaiah, read the book of Revelation, then you will understand where they're coming from. For you to sit there and say, oh, for them to
have this belief.
And it's ridiculous. But yet you don't pick up a Bible and try to read for yourself to gain understanding.
That's fine.
Breathe.
I can handle that.
I can handle that.
See, here's the deal, though. Here's what I don't understand about all of this, Covina man.
Yes.
When Israel pulled out of some of that territory a few years ago, they left all of that infrastructure for the Palestinians to use. They left farms, they left equipment, they left greenhouses, they left irrigation. What have the Palestinians done with the infrastructure that they were handed to work with?
Let me say this, and I want everyone to get a clear, because I got 440 and I want to pull them up, but I want everyone to understand this. You cannot expect secular-minded people to understand spiritual things, and I have come to this resolve. I understand where Covina's man is coming from. I do not agree. I don't think it's correct, but I do understand it, because I once did not understand some things that I understand today. And until you have enlightenment, you will never understand exactly what is going on supernaturally. And so you have to take that into. I'll put it even this way. I've been, you know, y'all know that I am totally against same-sex marriage. And I said, I think it's an abomination before the Lord. I think that nobody should even entertain that thought in the head. And it just seems so abnormal, so off the cliff for me, I just can't comprehend it, okay? So that's in my mind. And I had to come to the resolve that everybody will not think the same way that I do, and I can't expect for them to, because they don't have the same consciousness that I have. So it's for me to actually embrace them, even if I don't agree with their perspective. And so the same thing goes with Covina. I mean, if he doesn't, there are a lot of people.
I was basing my stuff on purely secular stuff.
But let me say this: I have talked to people who are Jewish,
mm-hmm.
who do not believe that Israel was given to them by God, because they don't believe in God. They think that being Jewish is a
ethnic background,
and the only thing that they go through all of the ritualistic stuff that they have, sacred stuff that they go through.
They go through
Passover, all that kind of stuff, but they do not believe anything of the Bible. in the Old Testament. They,
they
deal
with
the
bird.
Hold on, Covina. And okay. I sat back, and I really, I'm just trying to tell the story so I can give other people a better gleaning from where I'm coming from. I sat back in my chair, and it just blew me away that I, as a born-again believer, had more affinity and more faith in what I was talking about, what happened in their Old Testament, than they do. And I said,
how could you be blown away?
Because I expected
But let me respond before you.
Hold on, Covina, man. Chill. I expected for you to, if you were Jewish, I would expect for you to believe that the water split, that the, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went through the fire. Now, you might not get to the Jesus part, but I expect you anything pre-Jesus, you got. And when I got there, it's not y'all don't believe it.
But if you read the Old Testament, you see how much and how many times they've doubted. And how many, it's, I'm not blown away.
This wasn't doubt. This was just totally agnostic. I'm like, are you kidding me? They feel as though the being Jewish is a burden.
Go ahead,
Covina, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I had to respond to what Diva said. The thing is, it's not about what somebody didn't believe or look in the Bible. That should have nothing to do with your foreign policy. Now, the reason why they are, you can totally discount everything that you were saying, some magical, biblical belief.
Covina,
finish my point.
I don't want you to finish. I'm going to go to 440.
Oh,
I don't feel like that one. Thanks. Hold your breath. Go ahead, 440. Welcome back from vacation.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you behaving?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I prayed that you get some relief from what's bothering you.
Pills.
I know those meds sometimes really mess you up. I mean it does. I mean that sometimes the meds are worse than your ailment. So
that's what I'm saying. They might just let me die. Let me die.
I don't know
sleep because this right here is not working.
I don't know what pills you got, but the pills I got. I gotta be careful.
Okay.
They're just that
go
good.
Ahead, go. That's what I'm saying. I got to be careful because, you know, I'm two steps from psycho. Go ahead, 440.
Yeah. That hurricane missed completely. It didn't. It flattened a cornfield, and that was it. Can you believe that?
Because the cornfield here, they tell me, aren't doing too good either.
But you had the dummy standing out there, you know, reporters standing out on the beach, you know, while the wind is blowing, saying, the sand is hurting my body. Really? You're standing out there in the wind on a beach?
Well, he was very well exfoliated by the end of the night.
What an idiot. But anyway, yeah, I went there. I went down to Morgantown, West Virginia first. And then I went over to Outer Banks. And, yeah, I got my... I'm all bruised up. I'm bruised up and beat up. And
why are you bruised? Did you get exfoliated on the beach?
I was riding
too?
The waves. I surf, and I was riding the waves and stuff. And
you
I'm starting
too old
to get older.
Surf.
Oh no, don't say that. So
you're
I'm pretty
old,
beat up.
Old people don't surf.
Yes, they
old,
do.
Old people
it's like
ride.
Riding a
they
bicycle.
Don't surf.
It's like riding a bicycle. Once you learn, it's all good. But I'm pretty beat up. But the fishing was no good because the hurricane did flip the ocean upside down, kind of. So aside from that, it was pretty good. I needed time away, and that's about it.
So now we got it.
Did you bring
back a souvenir?
She wouldn't fit in my suitcase.
I was talking about a souvenir for me. I'm not looking for a female souvenir.
Well, that depends. I'm open-minded.
I'm not. You're missing the point. I'm not an open-minded person.
You missed my humor.
There is no humor. Didn't I tell you I was on meds?
I know. I'm teasing you.
You're supposed to bring back a souvenir. He's supposed to be tall, dark, and handsome.
There is a lot of those down there. Of many races.
Who cares what race?
I didn't bring anything back for you. I'm sorry.
So you can just call back to top, stop a conversation, the rant about how great your vacation was, that the ocean didn't sweep you away.
I called, and you didn't bring me back a souvenir?
I
actually called you back so that you didn't have to get into very deep conversations today.
Thank you.
It wasn't a bragging thing. It was, you know, add a little levity and.
Did you figure I needed something to laugh at?
Just to talk to. Just somebody to talk to.
So you missed me. You missed us, didn't you? Didn't you miss me? Sure, I did.
I did miss you. The only thing I'll say about the Israel thing is, I'm with the Jews. They win in the end, so I'm going with the winner. We'll leave the rest of it alone.
Hey, 440, I got a question for you. Maybe you can help me with this. I need you to answer this question.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Malaysia and Ukraine and Russia. If you fly an airplane over a conflicted area, who's at fault?
Well,
the people that shut down the plane or the people that flew the plane over the conflict?
Let me say this to you. From what I understand, I think it was to the south. There was bad weather, so they were forced. He was forced to realign his flight pattern, from what I understand. Whether that is the actual truth, I don't know. But they were going a little bit further south, and because of the storm and everything, they moved in a little bit. And he was off his flight pattern just for that reason. But
let's do it this way.
You know what? There's so much lying and covering up and everybody making excuses. I have no idea at this point who's – the only thing I will say, though, whoever shot that was a Russian. It takes 2 years to operate one of those missile batteries. It takes 2 years of training. You just don't hand those over to Joe Blow on the street and he shoots it down. So it was an actual Russian military guy that shot that down.
But why are they making? I mean, they're acting like this was intentional.
I'm looking at an article here from the Guardian.
Okay.
And it says the usual flight route was earlier declared safe by the International Civil Aviation Organization. International Air Transportation Association was stated that the airspace the aircraft was traversing in was not subject to restrictions.
So, let's go back. There is a conflict.
And not only that, all commercial airliners carry what they call IFF, Identify Friend or Foe. So it should have been transponding commercial airline.
Again, it's a conflict out there. You know, we already know that Ukraine and Russia has gone off the cliff. We know that there's fighting.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, Bianchi.
I go with the Palestinians myself, and for no reason we need to get in a long discussion on.
Here at Pet
but how do you know it wasn't a Ukrainian? How you know it wasn't a Ukrainian government that shot the Ukrainian installed government that shot the plane down?
They don't have that. Huh? They don't have that weaponry. Only Russia does.
Ukraine's had Bukes also.
Not the type of weaponry that was used to shoot that plane down. They don't have it. But that's what they say.
They say Russia did it. But my question is, if I'm at war, I'm going to shoot stuff that flies.
They also have the verbal intercepts between the rebels saying they just shot an airplane down.
Today?
No, they had it last weekend.
So this is what I don't understand. I mean, when you go to war, don't I get to shoot anything that I see flying that doesn't look like mine?
Yeah, you should, especially the way Obama has been using drones to kill innocent men and women and children.
Obama ain't using no drones. Obama's on vacation. He ain't using no drones. He's peaceful.
You like to cover up the truth with jokes, but he has used drones to kill innocent women and children in Pakistan and Yemen and so on.
Obama ain't using no drones. The only thing he's using is the bully pulpit and executive order. Because he ain't even on the side of Israel.
He's got a pen and a phone.
So why is he taking out Palestine? If he ain't on the side of Israel, why is he taking out his base? His because he ain't on the side of Israel.
And that's one area where I agree with him.
So why is he taking out Palestinians?
Because a lot of the world believes in it. Just believes in Palestine should become a state of its own. And even you have some believers who believe that too. But it takes revelation knowledge and revelation wisdom to understand that that will never happen. So people can want and hope all they want.
They can become a state if they want to. The problem is they want to become a state of the same land. And you can't have two states of the same land.
They want to split Israel. And that's the problem. They want to split it. And they can't.
They want to have control of their natural resources, especially the liquefied petroleum gas that's right out off their coastline, which they should have. That way they can develop. That way they can develop their own country. Now, I wish I was young enough, I would leave and go fight along their side.
And you would lose. Because they will lose.
I'm going to take a break on that one. No, I got 7 more minutes. I'll wait. Because I ain't never heard nobody say, I wish I was young so I could go fight over in the Middle East from America. That's just, you know, that's suicide. Americans don't even say that they want to go fight in the Middle East.
Just died in January.
Okay, so Sharon, they're eyes.
Except between 2001, 2003, 2004, yeah, they were signing up or trying to sign up.
Right, you had blacks that wanted to go fight alongside Ethiopia against Italy, and
in the Middle East. May not have been for the Middle East, but they still wanted to go fight in the Middle East because the Iraq and Afghanistan war, we saw a large number of recruitments.
Well, you've got white Muslim converts in the United States from the Detroit area that are going to be part of that too.
Idiot.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Who is the white boy? Who is the white boy that Obama sent after and they killed him?
Huh?
He joined He joined Al Qaeda. They found him over there, and either they killed him or they put him in Guantanamo. I think they killed him.
You're thinking of Al Maliki? He was a U.S. citizen, but he was in the Middle East. I think he was of Arab descent. I don't think he was white.
Hey, hold on.
No, there was a white boy, blonde hair, blue. There was a white boy, blue eyes.
The young man who that we traded five for one.
Oh. Yeah, he's loose.
He's loose. He's back. He's got.
He's also lawyered up.
He's got a job. He's back. He's back on active duty, but he won't speak to his parents.
He's also lawyered up.
I wonder why.
He probably is afraid. They threatened to kill his parents, so he probably wants to keep his distance from his parents.
Hey, Slick, I got a question to ask you.
Yeah. All right.
When Israel fired on the USS Liberty and killed United States citizens, not citizens, but United States troops, wonder why come this country didn't retaliate the way they should?
What was this incident? I'm not aware of it.
The USS Liberty.
Oh, I'm going to have to look that one up. That's a good question.
What year was that?
Look it up.
I am right now.
You said Israel fired on the USS Liberty.
It was fired on during the 67 war. During the war of 67. Probably because it was during the war, it was probably considered a friendly fire incident. That would be my guess.
So why didn't we retaliate? 438, your mic is on.
They paid us $3,323,500.
Is that what?
The ship was
the same as 22.
Bianchi, hold on. 438, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy. How are you?
Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning. I have to agree with Bianchi or what he's saying and everything. I think, like everybody's saying, it is going to happen, Diva. Diva. They want to have a separate state. Why can't we separate Israel in two? Why? Is it because of your Bible thing again?
Yes.
Or well,
even
I'm sorry.
No, hold on, Diva. Hold on, Stanley. You can try to separate it if you want to. Ask Sharon. That's why I asked you whether he's still living. Ask Sharon about it. He tried to split them in two back in 2004, 2005? He tried to split them in two. The next thing we knew, he was a vegetable.
And all of a sudden, he became sick.
The present state you have today was created by the British after the Ottoman War. Learn your history.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter how it came about. I still believe in biblical prophecy. I believe in biblical prophecy because I see it play out. I've seen it play out many times before.
Hold on, Pionki and Stanley. Let me tell you guys something today. I am not having a good day. This is a disclaimer. Tracy is really on meds today, and she's not happy. Please do not cause me to have a real big bad day on the air, because I will shut this puppy down because I'm having a real bad day. So we will play nice. We will not talk on top of each other because I cannot handle it today. I'm really not in the mood. So I just want to make sure we have all understanding of this. Do we all understand?
Yes, Mom.
Yes. Call upon us when you want us to speak.
Yes, thank you very much. I'll call you out. But we will not talk on top of each other, and we will not get into some crazy conversation where I've got to apologize because I ain't apologizing for Jack today. Understood?
Yes, Mom.
Thank you very much. We're all having a kumbaya moment.
Leave the mic open. Oh, she actually did leave the mic.
Stanley, you're absolutely right. You can't argue with people who believe in Bibles and myth, but it's absolutely true that the British carved up the present states, area masses that you have, the land with Palestine. Go look at the maps. And those people need to have access to the resources that they have prior to 1947, before the Zionists came in there, being backed up by the United States.
If I'm not mistaken, it wasn't even just that it was carved up. It was the fact that even if it was just carved up, this portion was given to Israel, this portion was given to Palestine, these are the borders, this is how it is. So how is it now we're in conflict?
Because you in conflict
Palestine
now because
more
Israel
of Israel.
No, it's because the Jewish people, there was Jews all over the damn place. The Jewish people that was there was living a nice life alongside a Jew per religion. Sammy Davis was a Jew. It wasn't Jews per the club. So now you have a people, the Palestinian people, all cordoned off in one little area. You got a wall built around them as if it's a stadium, and that's just totally wrong. Before that, they controlled the land, they controlled the shores. The offshore liquefied petroleum gas should be theirs to control, where they can develop their own land.
They controlled it, lost it. Somehow they lost it. More than likely they lost the war. And that's how war happens. You lose stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
And I agree with you. I just want to say this, is that it only will be a matter of time.
Exactly, and it won't be a matter of you believing in your Bible, because I'm sorry.
I'll take my belief in my Bible over your non-belief any day.
Okay.
Because Israel's still standing.
Let me come back to you. Israel is still standing by the grace of the United States. If the United States... If you know your history...
You're absolutely right, Stanley.
If you know your history, if the United States would have not supported them and given them the arm, Israel would have never been there, period. It's the United States who gave them the weapons. The United States that gave them a lot of millions. The United States every year...
Okay, we gave them the weapons. They have weapons, too. They have weapons, and they have people as well.
The refrigerator is
in
with the bodies of those killed.
And they have more people.
That's according to Ukraine.
They still cannot wipe out Israel.
The UN Security Council has called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, but the bloodshed continues. ABC's Alex Marquardt is there.
America
is only one
hospital, which has been hit this afternoon by Israeli tank shells.
We have the entire region of the Middle East against Israel.
We continue to hear tank shells landing all over this area, and in the time that we've been here, at least one has struck the hospital. There's been a steady flow of ambulances coming into the hospital to evacuate patients from here. to Shifa Hospital, which is Gaza's main hospital where most of the wounded are taken.
The death toll has topped 500. A Michigan sheriff is going back to black and white striped prison suits. He fears orange ones are becoming fashionable because of Netflix's smash hit, Orange is the New Black. This is ABC News.
I've never been a vegetable eater. Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Mangosteen.
Pineapple. Sweet potatoes.
I just don't like vegetables.
I can't imagine what it's like for the people that don't eat their fruits and vegetables like I do every day.
I eat very unhealthy. I eat a lot of burgers, fried stuff, and that's what I always crave. I got on the superfood, and within the first 3 or 4 days, what I started craving was the healthy food. Salad and chicken and fish and 12 servings of fruits and vegetables a day from superfood. You know, I'm 6'4", and I weighed about probably 335 pounds. As of today, 270 pounds, so I've lost about 65 pounds.
That's amazing. It really is.
TexasSuperfood.com.
I'm Dr. Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood delivers the same nutrition as 12, count them, 12 servings of raw fruits and vegetables.
I had a 54-inch waist. I'm now down to a 40-inch waist.
Join us on Texas.
Okay, is she coming back, or we got more commercials, or she turned them off, or... Hello? Hello?
I'm here, Diva. I don't know what happened.
Okay, I'm like, did she kick me off air? I mean, because she told me she wants some meds.
No, I'm here.
So,
well, I'm dealing with her. But I'm telling you, if you could go with your Bible as much as you want. If it wasn't for the United States, it would have been gone a long time ago. If it wasn't for the United States protecting them also when Iran says we want to have nuclear weapons, you think if Iran has nuclear weapons, you think Israel's going to shoot on Iran? Because as soon as they do that, Iran's going to say, you know what, you're going to shoot us, we're going to shoot you. Both countries don't want to have
Stanley.
Casualty of nuclear weapons. Trust me.
Here's the thing. You can agree to, I can agree to disagree with you. I'm going to go based on my biblical belief, what I've read, what I've researched, and what I've seen over the years. You say it's the grace of America. I say it's the grace of God. And there's a reason why America became what it has today, because of what I read in the Bible that I believe, that there is a time where
wait, what did America
time is not at hand yet.
What did America become? I just want to stop with you there. What did America become? You said if there's a reason that America became whatever. What did it become?
There is a reason. We do protect Israel.
Okay, but is it
there is a
choice?
Reason why we
is
there is a reason why
or?
America is the way it is, and there's a reason why America is considered one of the greatest superpowers.
Wait.
And there's a reason why we are aligned with Israel. Just ask yourself, why not align with the rest of the Middle East? Why align ourselves with just one little nation?
Because of their concerns about the straight hormones. That's why. You know, Stanley, guess whose son has been put overhead of the, say an oil company that just came out of, an energy company that just came out of Ukraine. Biden's son.
Wow.
You mean which one?
Hunter Biden, the newly named director of the Ukrainian Natural Gas and Oil Company, Burisma Holdings Ltd.
Oh, okay.
Owned by Ikhor Kolomisky, the Ukrainian-Israeli mafia oligarch, who is known as the Chameleon Kolomisky.
I don't
Same
even know why
devil.
I even try to have arguments with non-believers, because it just...
It's you're a product of slavery.
Headache. No, it has nothing to do with slavery. It's just that...
You're a product of slavery. I mean, China is becoming a superpower.
And you know what?
That
and
will
if, and,
the
and
United
slavery
States.
Is the reason why I've come to know God as he is and come to know and accept Jesus Christ, then thank God. Because there are some things,
Jesus
and
Christ,
if you read the Bible,
Jesus
there are some
Christ.
Things... Some things we have to go through. Some things we have to walk through. It is not perfect.
But
the
you have to admit,
to get, the process is not
perfect. We only got a few seconds, Diva. So listen, let me say my few seconds, and you can say your few seconds. You have to admit that the Jesus of the Bible is a fake, and also that the God of the Bible wasn't for particular people, not everybody.
Yeah, and little thing I just want
to
add.
I will not admit that the Jesus of the Bible isn't fake. I will not admit that.
Well, find him in history.
I will not admit it. Two, there is a reason why Israel was chosen.
Hello?
Do you know the reason why
there
Israel
never
was chosen?
There never was a landmass called Israel prior to that date.
Never a landmass, but he had promised that they will become a nation.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
It doesn't matter how prophecy comes about. It's just that prophecy does happen. We may not understand it sometimes. We look at it in a natural instead of supernatural,
and you won't
understand it.
And black people will always be carriers of hues of water and carriers of firewood.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
That's your belief.
That's in the Bible.
Yes, we can hear you, Caroline.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. Hey, listen. I just spent a whole week, an entire week, at a extremely, extremely left-wing liberal conference, okay? And the whole time I was there for the whole week, and only did I get into a discussion at the very end of the conference, the night before the final session. A young lady wound up asking my opinion on something, and I made a comment, and it turned into a very, 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 very heated discussion that had nothing to do with politics. It had everything to do with the way we act and how we do things, okay? If I can go to something like that, guys, and keep my mouth shut and listen and observe and learn, then we need to step back and take a look at this thing, because there was a lot of stuff that we agreed on. The areas that we did not agree on had to do with religion. It had to do with personal responsibility. But if you're talking about economics and you're talking about, you know, what you need to do in order to succeed in America, everything was pretty much dead on. It's just when the conversation went to religion or party affiliation, that's where the problem came in. It seems like to me everybody knows what and how to do to be economically successful. It's just some of us are more prone to go in that direction than others.
You're right. It's,
yeah. I mean, everybody knows that the prove me, and I think hello, and I think Devo agree with
that. Tracy's playing around with you.
I think Tracy's having. I think she's having problems with her board or something.
Yeah. But, you know, we all know that the formula for success is just some people are lazy in the way they want to get it. Plain and simple. I mean, I don't know. Did I lose everybody?
Oh, Carolina. Since we're on break, I have a biblical question for you. I asked Jeff this, and I asked my father-in-law, but no one seems to be able to give me the answer to this. I was led to read the Genesis 25, and I was reading the story of Abraham having other children. He sent all his children away except for Isaac.
I'm
no,
back.
He didn't.
They're still talking, so I guess it's doing okay. Hey, something happened to the phone lines. Everything went out here in the studio. I don't know what's going on. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. Did you guys hear my conversation? Did anybody see where Steely Dan's coming to Youngstown?
No.
I was looking at the thing.
Did you see what Bootleg?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh. I am not crazy. Okay. Hi, South Carolina. How are you? Welcome back to the conservative side.
I'm doing great now. I had an entire weekend to woo-saw and relax and get my head back to where it should be.
You didn't join the other side, did you?
No. I didn't.
I didn't join the other side. I learned a lot. And I know what I'm saying, filling them in the break. You know, there is a lot of interesting things that was talked about at that conference, and a lot of it was extremely good, positive information, and a good majority of it, I would say 51% of it, was positive and talking about, you know, education, the education of children, and things like that. However, it's the other 49% that made it go sour. It seems like, Tracy, they know what the formula for success is. It's just they're taking a very, 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 very different track, you know, to get to it. One says,
you know,
okay, you've got to work it out for yourself, and the other one says, you know, somebody else has got to give it to you.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
You know what this is, right?
Yeah.
See, if you drink Kool-Aid and you put a little bit more sugar in it, it helps the, you know, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Uh-huh.
Remember that song? Well, that's what that's we fail to realize. That's what's happening in you said 60% was good and 40% was bad.
No,
we mixed good and bad, and
51% was good, 49% was bad.
Okay, so you mix those two together, and you still get bad, because once you collude the good with the bad, you still get all bad.
You still get poison either way.
That's
one
point.
One makes
you die
faster. That's all. But here,
that's the point.
Though, the very interesting thing about it, and this is what kind of burned me about the whole conference. The focus of the conference was through the spiritual leadership in the black community. Okay?
What's wrong with that?
It was, huh?
What's wrong with that? Listen, have you guys seen Black Jesus yet?
No, I haven't seen Black Jesus.
Okay, Black Jesus
is
a show getting ready to come on.
I was just trying to watch that on your page.
It's getting ready to come on the Swim Channel. They're going to swim through with Boondocks. Same guy who created Boondocks who created Black Jesus. And you understand that the outcry of Black Jesus, you ain't seen nobody crying about it. And you want to say they want to come preach something to them. Hello? You can't mix good and bad and think you're going to come out with good. It doesn't work.
Well, Tracy, I actually got a chance to walk and talk to James H. Cone. And we had a very conversation. We had a very pleasant conversation, and, you know, I told him I'd read his book and everything and didn't go into detail, and listened to him preach about how he formed his theology. And one of the things,
okay,
when I get the tape, I'm going to send you, skip the CD, I'm going to send it to you. One of the things that he said is until the white Christian church embraces the lynching tree as it has embraced the cross, there can be no legitimacy for it. So what he's saying is until they embrace the lynching tree and see the lynching tree and the cross as equals, there can be no legitimacy for white quote unquote white Christianity in America. The white church is basically a farce. It's a farce.
Well, you know, I disagree with that. Whites have all the right in the world to set up their own for their own kind, as anybody else does.
Can I ask a question?
So,
why do we have to separate everything between black and white? Why can't everybody be human beings? I don't understand that.
But all human beings are not the same, Tracy.
What do you mean all human beings? They all bleed red.
It doesn't matter, because if you're a believer in Christ, we all been grafted into the vine, and we all supposed to be as one. We're not supposed to be separated. You ain't got this grape over here and that grape over here. We're all supposed to be as one.
But I don't understand why we have this. We want it to be. We have the separatist mentality, the thinking that we're all not equal and we're all not the same, and people bleed red. I don't understand. I mean, the color of my skin should not dictate who I am and who another person is. It doesn't make me right, and it doesn't make me evil.
Well, it does, too, because the color of your skin tells you what part, what climatic part of this world that you came from. And the people
and so
that lived
that
in those areas.
Was good?
No, I didn't say that. I said the people that live in those areas have a right to have their own particular kind of whatever. Here in this area, we have an Italian portion of town, and they have their own celebrations. They have their own schools. They have their own everything. That's what they want. People got a right to associate or disassociate, don't they, Tracy?
Tracy, here's the crazy thing about it, though. How do you tell an Italian from an Irishman? You can't. You can't. The only way you can do it is when they open their mouth.
And not if they've been here for a long time, you still can't.
God, back in Genesis, at the Tower of Babel, God did not separate people by their color. He separated them by their tongue. If you couldn't speak Farsi, you were all the people that spoke Farsi gathered together and they went on their way because they can communicate. People that spoke Japanese, they went together because they communicate. They can communicate. I mean, if you want to get tripped out, you look.
So
at
how do you tell a Japanese from an Italian?
How do you tell a Japanese? How do you tell a Japanese from a Korean from a Chinaman?
There you go. Exactly.
My daughter says, "Way you can tell. I can't tell, but she can tell."
I can tell because I've been around Asians a lot, but you have to be around them to know their culture, their dialect,
and my next door neighbors can tell our twins apart too.
Yeah,
I can't.
Okay, and so I don't understand. See, I don't understand how, especially Black people right now, how we want to be so segregated, but we want to be accepted, but we want to be integrated. You can't have
no,
it.
No, that's not true. That's not true. All Blacks in America are not the same, and all Blacks don't want to be integrated.
But so the ones that only want to be integrated need to, hold on. Those that don't want to be integrated need to take their happy tail somewhere else. But they need to leave the rest of the world alone.
Constitutionally,
the problem is they want to be accepted when they want to be accepted, and they want to be integrated when they want to be integrated. They want to be segregated when they want.
That is not true.
You can't have it all.
That
no,
is not
we
true.
We want to be constitutionally accepted. We want our rights to be acknowledged, the rights that we have under the Constitution. That's what we want.
And
we
the
want
Constitution
to be treated, but
guarantees
also,
you,
from
Constitution
saw,
protects your right to
hold
associate
hold on,
or disassociate
on,
with whomever
Pianchi,
you want.
Pianchi, you cannot talk over everybody.
Well, Diva come in and talk over people.
Then you just hold on, and when you hear her talking, then shut up until she gets done, and she'll do the same for you. I told y'all I was in a bad mood.
Well, Miss Tracy, from what I saw from this past week, we want to be accepted and we want to write the rules. Everything has to be on our terms. That's it. That's what I saw. And unless it's on our terms or on those the people that were there, unless it's on their terms, then it is not equal. It does not equate to equality for them, okay? And that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like the president's policy. You know, the Republicans won't compromise, but you know, the reason I'm saying they won't compromise is because they won't do what I ask them to, and that's the problem.
So if I'm Black and I like to wear my hair natural and I want to wear an afro. But I'm being told, well, no, you're not going to get a job like that. We are being told, well, we can't have Afrocentric Arabic names or African names, sounding names, because it's going to be difficult for our children to further in life they go.
We have to understand also. Let's be honest about this. We want to play with our own cards, but we don't own the cards to play. So we need to be honest about that. We don't own a deck of cards, but we want to play with our own cards and our own set of rules.
Right.
And
that's
how
we
hold on, Diva, you can wear your hair the way you choose, but remember, we have allowed people to paint us with a broad brush. We have allowed the media, whom which we say we love, to paint us with a broad brush. So we haven't told our young people how to pull up their pants when they go out into the public. So if you want to get drunk and pee in the middle of the street, you can do that in your neighborhood. You can do that where you are. But when you come out outside of your neighborhood, you need to pull your pants up and you need to assimilate to where you're going.
But that's separate from me having
hold on
to, in
hold
my
on
hair
let
or take out my
sorrows. Listen, Diva, to what I'm saying. It all depends on where you're going. If I want to go into corporate America, I cannot put a tattoo on my face, whether I be black and or white. If I want to go into corporate America, I can't put a gaunt. Let me finish. You cannot put a gaunt in your ear. And yes, you can have cornrows in your hair, but you can't have them all over your head. So you can't.
So how are you
going
to wear your cornrows then? How am I going to wear afro?
The same way that I do. I have a place when I have my cornrows in, and then I take my cornrows out depending on where I'm going. If I think that they may not be feel comfortable with me, hold on. Until I get to Oprah Winfrey status where I can wear cornrows and wear dookie braids all day long, when I get to that place where I'm in Oprah Winfrey status where I can wear dookie braids in my head all day long and I write my own check and I'm not looking for anybody else to help me go ahead and to move me anywhere, then that's where I am. But until that time I own my own checkbook, then I have to play within the rules of the game because right now we do not own a deck of cards.
No matter where that's you
what
go
we're
in
fight,
this
that's
world.
What we fight against.
Diva,
because I shouldn't
Diva,
have
no
wait
where
to
you
get the Oprah Winfrey
world,
Diva,
status.
Diva, I'm not playing with you today.
Y'all
either.
Talking over Diva, each other, Trace. I can't hear nothing.
Bianca, I understand that. Didn't you just hear me tell her to shut up too?
No matter where you go in this world, certain jobs require a certain dress code. No matter what color your skin is, you can go to a stockbroker in any city in the world, and they will all be wearing the exact same uniform.
Whether you like it or not. And even I understand where you're coming from, but what I'm saying is, and then we have allowed ourselves to not be at the best at where we are and what we're doing. And we need to be honest about that. We come out of college and we still can't speak the King's English. We still can't write black and white, but more black than white. And that's just, it is what it is, whether we like it or not.
But that's, but
hey,
see,
Eric,
you're speaking
morning.
Of.
Go ahead, Neva.
You're speaking out of, I'm not even talking about tattoos on the face or sagging pants. I'm talking about something very basic. Styx is not going
like
to have
name?
A problem. Styx is not going to have a
Diva,
problem.
Diva.
Hold on, let
Diva,
me listen. Listen. Styx is not going to ever have to worry about how he looks when it comes to his hair. You know, he didn't grow up wearing cornrows in his hair and liking it and then being told as an adult, you'll never be accepted in the corporate world if you change that.
Diva,
we got more weave in our hair. I know some smart, intelligent people who wear dreadlocks, but they have a difficult
Diva.
Time. Why?
No, they don't. Because, listen, if you're good at your craft, they don't care about your dreadlocks.
Diva,
okay.
I grew up wearing work boots, jeans, and sleeveless T-shirts. I guarantee you I can't get a job in a bank dressed like that.
Again, I would never want to go to an interview
on a resume. On a resume, we need to understand, when you go for a job and your name is Tequila, do you really want to name your child after a drink, Alizé? That ain't African.
Well, it don't have
okay,
to be.
Okay, but have you ever heard of how they tease you, how they pick on you? Those names, yeah, but even my sister's name. My sister has a very Arabic name. My father has an Arabic name. And they look at you like why? Why would your parent name this? And then you go to the store, you can't even find those names for your children. So it's not even just Tequila or Alizé. My sister has a very basic Arabic name. So does my father. I used to be ashamed of their names when I was a kid growing up. Why? Because white people made me
ashamed
of their names growing up.
We didn't have enough white people around to make you ashamed of their names. You try being named Tracy Sue if you want to see shame and see how black folks treat you.
Well, I don't know about you. I can't speak on you, but when I was growing up,
the question is,
yeah, it was.
My mother even
started nicknaming us different names because they couldn't pronounce our names. And I would never tell anybody my father's name because they act like it was like the look on their faces would make it just so I stopped.
Steve. They tease
people
whose names.
That's the experience. And you're telling us, oh, we're fighting against because we want to wear our pants saggy. It ain't got nothing to do with saggy pants or tattoos. Nobody wants to go to a job like that. Nobody wants to go to a job interview with
yes,
cut-off jeans on.
Yes,
I wouldn't
do.
Even hire nobody like anybody like that.
Diva.
But there
Diva.
Are people
kind of,
who are very, very intelligent
no, don't
who
me.
Want
they're
to
not,
hold on to their little bit of their African culture. And
no,
we're not
don't.
Allowed to.
They don't know. Listen,
it.
Diva, they don't even. Listen, I have not met an African yet. Who did
I
not
have.
Get a job and accelerate? I have not, and I've met him.
I have.
If you,
I,
you have
you're
one.
Right, Tracy. I worked with some young African ladies, and they was going on interviews. And one I took to JCPenney's and bought her attire: some 2-inch pumps, Tracy, a black skirt, a white blouse, and a business jacket. And she went there, and she had her hair fixed like Cicely Tyson. You know what I'm talking about. And she went there, and you had these American black girls coming in there looking like they just came from the club. And she got hired on the spot.
That's what our problem is. Let me say this. You can have an ethnic hairstyle, but you can't be ethnic in it.
Oh, so you can't be black is what you're trying to say.
No,
I gotta be white.
No. I said you cannot be ethnic in it, which means when you go
then
to
what
work.
What other is there?
Let me explain to you what I'm saying. When you go to work, I expect for you to come on time, do your job, tend to your business, and be productive, and add to the job that I hired you to do so that you can actually be elevated. Speak
so you buy
English,
into that.
Take pride.
You buy into
Diva,
that.
Because,
how
hold on.
Dave,
no, don't talk.
You
no,
buy
listen, don't
you
talk
buy
over me
that.
Either. Listen, I ain't bought into that. It's the way of the world. It is how it is. And again, until you own your own deck of cards, you cannot make the rules. And we don't own nothing.
But you know
where they get
they
that from.
Look at us.
What'd you say,
you know where they get that from, Casey? Because you can
what?
Go to the caseworker dressed any old kind of way, and they're going to listen to you.
That is true. You can go. As a matter of fact, people go to court stupid.
You're right. You can go to the caseworker. You can go to the court. You can go have your arguments about your SNAP card dressed any old kind of way, and they're going to turn you around. They believe you
I'm
can do that.
You.
You should be able to do that when you go to a corporate job setting.
And as a matter of fact, if you want to know who's harder on black people in their hair and how they wear their hair and what they wear and how they dress, black managers are a whole lot worse than white managers when it comes to discrimination about when black people come in a certain way.
Of course, because they bought into it too.
Steve, it ain't about buying into nothing.
It is. That's exactly what it sounds like.
No, it's
it sounds
not.
Like you
no,
bought
you,
into
no,
it.
Steve, you know what this is about? And let me be perfectly honest. I don't want you to come in and embarrass me.
Right, because you bought
you
into them. It's how
no,
they
Diva,
describe
Diva, don't,
people.
Sweetheart,
you want
don't
us
talk
to look
over,
like
don't
them
talk
and act like
me
you bought into
them. Diva, it's not about buying into anything. You have to have the experience. And until you've had the experience of somebody coming in there that you hire, that you bring in, and they come in and wipe and actually make you look extremely bad because you're the one who brought them in, don't talk. Because they can embarrass the crap out of you and do a very good job at it.
But that's white, black, Asian, whatever. It's not just
no,
black
Diva.
People.
No, no, sweetheart. No,
and if you think,
no.
If you only think that about
no,
black people,
I'm not,
you
I'm
have
not Listen, can't nobody do you like somebody black that goes completely off? Alabama? No, South Carolina. Am I lying? Eric's gone, too. Eric, Pionki, y'all know I ain't lying. I'm still here.
I wouldn't hire one came walking up to my place with red hair, big old bird wing eyelashes, And fingernails painted like a bunch of Easter eggs.
I wouldn't either.
Pants too damn tight. Walking with some funny looking shoes on.
Exactly. Like Mr. Potato Head. Nah, I'm not hiring you either.
We get to be real about this. And you know we do. Looking like, listen, I don't. The last thing I need is a sexual harassment suit. Because you come to work with your dress too tight. And if you advertise it, men are just stupid enough to go and try to buy it. Because they ain't got no sense.
Man, this is crazy.
It's real.
Wow. It ain't real. It's only real in your
head. It is real. No, it's
only
real.
It's real in your head.
When you come to work, you don't want anyone to show up. And I want everybody to take notes when I say this. Black, white, Asian, Puerto Rican, I don't care who you are. You don't want to hire anyone who's going to upset the atmosphere that you're trying to set in your workplace. And if someone comes in for an interview and you think that they're going to be a troublemaker, no matter how great you think they are, you are not going to hire them. If you're going to cause me headaches, if you're going to cause me problems, if I have any inclination that you're going to upset the atmosphere that I'm trying to create, you will not be hired. It has more to do with that than it has to do with race in 2014.
Yeah, okay.
And right now, we are not setting a good example because we will not take ownership and responsibility and accountability of what's going on. You have to know when to speak and know when to shut up, even when you're right. Because all work is not the way it used to be. And I've been telling this to people for the last couple of weeks. We used to have travel days, so if you drove from here to Columbus on a day, you didn't have to do anything else for the rest of the day. You go to Columbus in the morning, they want you back at your office in the afternoon. And they want you back there on time. Things have changed. And it's not about all race, it's about atmosphere and about productivity and about money.
Man, if you believe that, you are blind. You have been truly brainwashed. If you really actually believe that, you need to get off the radio and get into the real workplace and see how there's a difference in how they treat people based on their skin color. I'm sorry. It's still happening.
Well, the people with a certain skin color are the one that be doing devoid things, maybe.
Let me say this. I had to learn this. Everything ain't about your race. Now, there's some things that are. But if you always come to work late and you cause me problems in my workplace, and I got to do your job, I don't like you. It ain't because you're black. It's because you don't do your job.
And you know what, Tracy?
Always taking the stapler off
white
of my
boy
desk
next to you
and you don't put it back.
Always coming to work smelling like alcohol.
Tracy, you know what?
I'm going to do his work, but yet you're the one always getting in trouble.
What'd you say, Pianchi?
You know what? And it shows, too, just be outside any municipal court around the urban area, the hood. The lines are at those municipal traffic courts look like it's a job fair with black people in the line because they have been caught speeding, trying to get to work or whatever. Why does it have to be so many African Americans and blacks in these municipal courts due to speeding? What is wrong about going to bed on time and getting up on time so that you can travel and be where you have to be on time without racing through the streets?
Because we have gotten into and let me say this, and this is and I we were talking about this a couple of days ago. We were talking about time. Because you know we have a propensity to always be late. I mean, I'm one of them people too. I'm trying to work on it. It's a bad reputation to have. It is. And we are not trying to change it. So, you know, we no longer have that mentality where I need to leave to make sure I don't catch the train because I know there's a train track I got to cross. We don't have that anymore. So we just show up late and think everybody else is supposed to take, you know, so what? You know I got to cross the train anyhow. Sorry. That's a problem. And we need to change it. Now, I can blame white folks for a lot of stuff, but some things I just need to say, you know what, I got to fess up and I got to start doing things better. That just is what it is. And yes, you can have ethnic hairstyles. You just can't have ethnic hairstyles that are all over your head. Come on, now. I'm done. I'm taking a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. We'll be right back.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Yo, man, come on. The girls are waiting.
Hold on a sec.
What could be more important?
I downloaded this free app called RDIO, like radio, without the A.
Oh, jeez.
It blows Pandora and Spotify away with 20 million songs and allows me to get all my music where and when I want it.
Come on, man. The girls are waiting.
Did you know you can get new releases the same day the songs come out?
The girls are waiting.
RDIO is so easy to use that I could sit here all night and create playlists.
Oh, forget it. The girls bailed. Download the RDIO free app today to start your musical journey.
You talk kids at the ranch, you love them, they get tears in their eyes.
These are teenagers.
Jumpstart your day with the I-Man.
It's a beautiful morning.
Especially when you're getting in the sleeping bag.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're crying all right. Yeah.
This is, Jesus, this is the kind of image that's not going to be helpful.
No wonder you think this cell phone's trouble.
Oh, God.
Northeast Ohio's home for IMUS. Right here on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Savage Nation is heard here on News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
I couldn't stay away, sorry. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Hey, Bonnie, how are you, darling?
I am fine. I was listening to the radio. My reception broke up, and I heard you're not feeling well.
No, they put me on medication.
I'm sorry to hear
good.
That. But, you know, you got to stay in the moment. If you can stay in the moment, it might help just a little bit. But it's hard to do, I know.
I'm gonna give them back their money.
Oh, all right.
I'm give them back the prescription.
That's
they can take
thing.
That back.
You're gonna recycle it, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to make a comment about the professional dress. I know probably no one will understand, but you know, I went for a waitress job, $2.12 an hour. Showed up in black slacks, which were required, white button-down collar shirt, long sleeves, and all of my teeth, my hair done, a little bit of mascara, a little bit of lipstick. I got the job. I believe that one of the reasons I got the job was because I came there ready to work. If they would have said, you know, sticks made a comment, you know, he worked with sleeveless shirts and that's exactly what you do. If you show up for a farming job and you've got on blue jeans and a pair of boots and, you know, you have calluses on your hands, you're probably going to get that job because you're ready to go to work.
Well, I got to tell you guys what I did. I went to a job interview years ago at a gas station with heels, a black suit, and long, and long nails and didn't get the job.
This wasn't pump gas, was it?
Pretty much.
Correct.
You know.
That you're supposed to, I mean, that's what we were all taught in school. You're supposed to dress for the position you're interviewing for.
I didn't realize.
And I want to tell
you.
I want to tell you, too, Tracy, I owned a restaurant. I had some young ladies show up who were beautiful, and they were coming there ready to work. They were dressed as if they could have been put on the floor. I did have a couple other young ladies, and, you know, 10, which was the woman in the cornrows, the white woman with the blue eyes, and she was beautiful. Remember the movie 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
Blue.
Okay,
Bo Derek,
yeah. Yes. Okay, I had a young lady come in for a job interview, white girl, with her hair done like that, which was, you know, probably very expensive. This girl wanted the job, had those in her hair, and at the time, you know, Bo Derek 10 was a big thing. I mean, everybody was wearing them. She didn't get the job. The reason she didn't get the job was because she came in slouched over with beautiful hairdo and a butt the size of Texas. And you can't work around people in a kitchen with people that are too large, too big.
You know, that's discrimination. That's discrimination all day long.
It is discrimination. It is.
No,
Tracy,
it's not. It's safety. It's safety.
It is because you have five girls on a very busy night trying to get their food out. And you have somebody the size of a refrigerator in the kitchen that they can't get around. And then,
that's,
you know,
so
your
wrong.
Customers, your customer, it is, but it's true. And as business people, you have to think of those things. I mean, really.
Let me say this. It's like going to, I mean, let's be real about it. It's like going to, what's it called, the Hooters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to Hooters.
Yeah.
And,
the guys that sued Hooters for discrimination.
Yes. And it didn't work.
Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah.
I mean, and let me say this. I get lots of comments on my hair when my hair is braided.
Yeah, it's
good
beautiful.
And bad.
I mean, it's beautiful.
A lot of people, you know, they like it, but they still like my hair better when it's down. I wear my hair in a ponytail in the summertime because I'm hot. I got it in there today. They would prefer to see my hair down than have it up. Well, and you can't have gym hot and it doesn't work. But I understand,
right.
And that's just their preference. That's
mm-hmm.
just their preference, and you have to realize there are certain imaging that other companies want to portray with their
mm-hmm.
with their leadership. You're looking for a package.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a model come out. I mean, you can't.
For example, a high-end jewelry store is not going to have a counter person.
No,
that looks
with
like
no
they
teeth.
A counter person with no teeth,
selling jewelry.
Or they
really?
Look like they belong behind the
you can't, you
behind
can't,
the meat
hold
counter.
Hold on, you can't have a dentist and the receptionist be toothless.
Right.
It just doesn't work. And let me say, and as African Americans, let me get this. If there is, it's not who you are. It's what you portray. And there's a time and a place to be. Be all about you, but when you come to work for someone else, you've got to be all about where that company is.
What about your friend you were telling me about? It's all tattooed up. A very successful businessman.
Oh yeah.
But he wears long sleeve shirts and a suit, right?
Well,
when he's on duty.
Absolutely. Well, he's very well tatted, but he doesn't get visible tats. He's a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a white. I'm telling you, he's Mr. Conservative. He's all conservative. And he pulled off, he had on a short golf shirt one day and shorts. And it was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, he got on tats and everything. You can't do it.
But when he's on duty, how's he dressed?
You won't know it until
after hours.
Actually, you might not know it then. It depends on who it is.
That's right.
Because it took him a long time for us to find out that he had tats when we saw him. He was Mr. Conservative.
Right.
Now we know he's a biker and a rocker. It's like, are you kidding me? But then we got lawyers who are bikers.
Right.
Cold Stone bikers. They look on, you catch them on the weekend, you would never want them to actually
represent.
No. You'd be like, no. No, you can't represent me nowhere.
Tracy, can I ask
a
question about
sure.
about a show that is just now on television? I just didn't know if anyone else seen it.
Which one?
It's called The Lottery, and it's about.
Well, I haven't seen that.
Does anyone else know what that's about?
No.
It's about in 2025. You know, it's in the future. There's only 6 children on the planet. It's pretty. It's.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little far fetched, but you know,
well,
we've
they got a new show
out
called Satisfaction now, and it's all about a girl, a woman who goes out and pays for sex. And her husband, he decides
really?
To go out and start selling himself for money, and they become
really?
Happily ever after doing that.
That's silliness.
Oh, but it's, but the thing, the question is, what does
I
that
know.
Say to the people that are watching it? Because remember, we used to look at
what
soap operas. It's called Satisfaction, I believe.
Well, what was that movie about the guy that sold his wife for $1 million? Remember?
Yeah. Jimmy Moore.
Robert Redford
and Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah. But look at the.
I
mean, you got to realize
about that. Yeah.
Our soap operas, where they used to sleep around, is real
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we got something called Satisfaction.
Yeah.
So you can be married and still pay for sex, and you can be married and you can go sell yourself, and it's all good because you'll have a more satisfied marriage.
Hmm. Okay.
Wow.
Somehow I don't think that works.
It's not about how it works, but it's portrays.
It doesn't
make
sense.
There are people that have been
married
18, 19, 20 years. So if you don't feel satisfied in your marriage, this is what you go do to fix it.
Oh, really? You know, like 40 and 50-year-old people who have been married that long are going to go out and start doing
it. But this isn't anything new. I mean, we had Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice. Who are they?
It was a book mm-hmm. about swingers, Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice.
But this is not about this
and
is about prostitution.
Also, The Breakfast Club, you know, that was years ago. It was all these college – wasn't The Breakfast Club about the college reunion?
I didn't read all that. I didn't watch all that.
Well, I think it was before your time, Tracy. But
it's a movie.
Thanks. I didn't know nothing about all this. Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice, I don't know nothing about this. That's some don't know nothing. Hey, so hey.
It was Elliot Gould. Natalie Wood, and it was about wife swapping.
Are you kidding me?
And it was in 1960. Where'd it go? I lost it.
There's a problem.
1969.
Well, The Breakfast Club was with Glenn Close. She was actually a young actress at the time. And
did Natalie Wood play in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
I think so. Then she died, didn't she? She was married to
her husband was an actor too. Robert.
They never did find out how she died.
Robert
right.
Culp, Natalie Wood, Elliot Gould, and Diane Cannon.
Wow, I'm just saying this is it's freaky.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy stuff out here right now, and I don't think we're paying
attention. Well, Ricky and Lucy used to sleep in separate beds. That's what I used to like. They moved.
Yeah, we've talked about.
The question is, how did Ricky and Lucy if they slept in separate beds, how'd they get little Ricky? That's all I want to know.
We've talked about Dick Van Dyke on here.
Who?
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke. And
Dick Van Dyke and his wife on that are there also.
They're Tyler Moore.
Tyler Moore, yeah.
Yeah,
so we talked about that. The first married couple to sleep together on TV was actually Fred and Wilma.
That is true.
What about the Brady Bunch? Did they ever show them together? I don't think they ever
they
did.
They showed their bedroom, and they showed a double bed, but he was always in
his clothes.
Pajamas, and she was always in pajamas.
Okay.
They always had the brother.
I wonder when the...
No, I think
well, you know, because I remember...
scenes where he wearing just pajamas.
So now when's the last time you saw a man in pajamas on television?
Do they even sell men's pajamas anymore?
I don't think so. I'm serious.
You
when's
know,
the last
Goldie
time you saw a man in pajamas on TV?
Well, Goldie Hawn was
about
the
Goldie
first
Hawn?
One to ever show a belly button on television. It was actually cut. They shut down the TV.
Yeah, that was Laugh-In.
Yeah, they shut down all the television broadcasts, and it was...
well, yeah.
You know, because she accidentally, they had, I had forgotten to tape her, bottoms up or something, and that belly button showed, and so they shut down the television. So, you know, there's a lot of people don't understand that that's the way, you know, we grow up. I mean.
We forget. We forget Bailey used to show Elvis Presley from the waist down when he was on Ed Sullivan's first
time. And when the Beatles came on, the Ed Sullivan show, my father turned that television program off. We had waited, all of us had talked about it. Yeah.
They wouldn't show Elvis Presley below the waist.
Right.
That was Fix was saying. Listen, I got a question for you guys. Remember Lady Gaga? Not Lady Gaga. What's her name? Miley Cyrus. Remember when she did the little stunt with Robin Thicke at the Grammys?
The pretend sex act on television.
Right. So why did they give her her own show
that.
On NBC?
Did they?
Oh, yeah. They had a special a couple weeks ago with the Miley Cyrus concert.
Oh, I have no idea.
So why did they do that, knowing that she was not going to be politically correct in any way, shape, or form? And why would they create that kind of fever behind her, knowing that what she's done in the past?
Because it makes ratings.
I always thought that Janet Jackson was kind of on the edge too in her time. I did.
Oh, she had a video now that'll make your eyes turn blue.
That was a wardrobe malfunction.
No. I'm talking about the recent.
Before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about even when she did when she did her videos and things. I thought she was on the edge
She's risque.
Yeah, yeah.
I
was watching CNN. And I was in a restaurant and I was watching CNN, and the lady host had on a dress that was mid thigh, and she's sitting there at the desk where it's open, where you can see her legs and everything. And I said to myself, where in the world is all this going? That is totally inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Her dress hem stopped mid-thigh on a national newscast.
Wait a minute. So what do they want you to pay attention to, her legs or to her brain? Why is she there?
You're absolutely right, Tracy. It's terrible. She had her legs crossed. But, I mean, the dress wouldn't went down any further. Then when you look at Michelle Obama and her daughters, their hems stopped below the knees. You remember that one picture where it showed Obama with his daughter in the booth in the restaurant, and he was, had a morsel of food, and he was putting it in her mouth. And you look at the dress, the colorful dress she had, and the hem stopped below her knees.
Well,
I think that's the war on women. I really do.
It's
the war on women, the way that they do that.
What's the war on women?
I think the way that the dress code that's on television, I think, is the true war on women. If they want to claim that there's a war on women, I think that is more offensive to the character of a lady than anything. I think that is really, really disgusting that they use that
time.
You
think the sexting of America is the war on women?
I think that is demoralizing us, yes. I think that it's not, and I think that if there's a war on women, that we don't get fair pay and, that we're not getting, as many rights as men, it's because we're degraded in a sexual manner, and I think that's the war on women.
I think women should be pretty,
and women should be pretty and ladylike, and wearing a beautiful dress and looking great is absolutely not anything. But the way that
Tracy, did I hear
hold
right?
On, hold on, Stanley. Hold on, Stanley. Hold on. Go ahead. I mean, now, Stanley, do you see how they are sexing women up?
They're turning women into objects instead of human beings.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm sorry to say that that's always been the way that a lot of women use their sexuality to have what they want. I'm sorry, but use their sexuality to get what they want.
That is also
the war on women who do not behave that way, Stanley. You're right.
And they use their beauty to get what they want. I'm sorry, you're not going to see no cover. There's some models, people who have no education, no nothing, are the top model on the cover, but they have no education, but they'll have more money than you and me combined.
But Stanley, don't you think that is a war on women? No, because remember, the models don't have on clothes either.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I don't understand.
There's a difference between a model that is modeling for no clothes on purpose and putting my newscaster
in a dress that
leaves nothing to the
imagination. If you pick up a Vogue magazine or a Glamour magazine and you see the advertisement of, I don't understand the two women and the women that look like men.
Yeah, I don't.
Dressed alike. Yes, South Carolina. Yeah.
Listen, I believe the war on women started when Brooke Shields, at the age of 13, did that Calvin Klein commercial, or that Calvin Klein pinup or whatever it was spread in that magazine. Trust me. That's when she, because she was 13 years old, she had on the Calvin Klein jeans, she didn't have on a top. And she was covering up her breasts, and there was a big outroar about it. I don't know if you guys remember that controversy.
I remember.
Yes, I do.
And Tracy, you got to understand, the whole society changed also. The way we used to think about sex and things like that is not the same thing. So that could be a war woman also, but I don't agree with that. I don't agree because it used to be that a lot of people are more sexually liberated now. So women don't.
Yeah, but
men, there's all that's changed.
Hold on, wait a minute. So are you trying to tell me the liberation of women and their sexuality causes them to be prostitutes?
Well, it caused men to basically say to women, we don't need to marry you to have sex with you. And that changed the whole scenario. There's a lot of men who will say to you, I don't need to. It used to be a philosophy, if you wanted to have sex, you needed to get married. I'm serious.
But Stanley, this is further than that. You got to explain to me why it costs three times as much money to dress your teenage daughter, conservatively, as it does to dress her as a prostitute.
I got to go. I'll see you guys.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm gonna tell you, Stanley. For somebody who's seen it, the dress that they project, you know, you can't control what people wear on the street. But my goodness, this is a CNN newscaster.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking. The subject was the downed airliner there in the Ukraine. And
mm-hmm.
this lady had on a dress that stopped mid-thigh. She had her right leg over her left knee in order, I guess, you know, whatever. And she had it there for about an hour. I mean, it had to be totally uncomfortable.
Wow.
But why would they dress like that? I don't understand it. Why are you dressed? You're supposed to be selling news, not exploiting some woman's body.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I agree with you, but we live in a society that the women will use that. I'm sorry. They will use that power, and a lot of women act like they don't, but you do.
I don't think it's the woman's choice. I think it's the men that she's working for.
Oh, the men who work for him. Yeah, of course. He said, you better dress up this way if you want to get this. You ain't getting
any
that cover.
You seen that convener, man? Who said they seen it?
I saw it. I've actually, because I watch a lot of news outlets and everything, especially in the morning news or when they're doing those specials. And Bianchi, I'm gonna tell you, man, I have seen that before. We had a dress that was, you know, mid thigh, and then she's sitting there with her legs crossed and one movement one way and one movement the other way. You seeing all her, you know, blessed assurance.
She had to be uncomfortable. How are you going to sit there with your leg crossed like that for about an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Huh.
Your circulation and everything else would be cut off.
Taking advantage of what she knows, Bianchi. So.
And that's why these other countries, especially these Muslim countries, forbids that. Then the next thing you know, you call them, you against women's rights and all that crazy stuff. I mean, these people do not allow you to dress like that in their society. Why not respect it?
The problem is, Bianchi, and this is what I know. Some women might say I'm wrong on this, but you know, women want their cake, and they want to live in a world by their own rules.
Yeah,
but. They do not realize that men, then they want the men to live under those rules, and men, we're not made that way.
Exactly.
And when they get that reaction from us, when they get that reaction from us, we're the ones that's the pigs. We're the ones that are, you know, that are the chauvinists. We're the ones that
are the one who's shallow. Exactly. We're the one who's shallow.
I hate when I hear that war on women stuff anyway. I really hate that. Women get everything, too. They get everything.
What war are women? She's saying that women have more rights. Man, what's the rights of men? Where are the rights of men?
Women, they're at war with themselves. Women is at war with themselves, man.
Up until recently in Alabama, let's see, it might be down in Alabama, but here recently, and I mean when I say recent, I'm talking about in the last 2 years. All it took for a man to get arrested for CDV was a woman's allegation.
Oh, yeah.
All she had to do was have to call the police and said, he hit me. And his
my homeboy played got ball with me, man. The police showed up. Him and his wife got in an argument. He told her to pull behind the job so he wouldn't get in trouble. They was arguing. Police showed up. They over twisted his wife on to get them to say, because he's 6'9", 280 pounds. They wanted him, to get locked up. They was talking to him greasy, just like the guy they choked to death up there in New York, but they don't get into that. But I'm just saying, like, they just, when they come to the police, they show up and it's a woman involved, and most women ain't got no character. A lot of women are, just say whatever just to get you messed up. Now, you do that to a man, he can't sustain himself. He can't work. He can't pass a background check. You mess a guy's life up when you do that.
Yeah, you can't do this. And a woman can have a tipsy fit in front of everybody and everybody say he deserves it. But you as a man, if you start doing this, everybody's going to look at you and say, how dare you talk to a woman like this? But then you come to a woman and say, what about a woman talking to me that way? Does she have the right to do that? And all the women, they will say, well, you deserve it. I'm sure you did something wrong.
Hey, if a woman cuts a guy's penis off, it's a joke. It's funny. It's funny news.
Exactly.
Let a guy cut off a woman's clitoris. He would be mutilated. They'll dog him out.
That was so, I remember that part. Everybody's laughing. What's there to laugh about? And the woman justify it because, oh, he cheated. So what? Because you cheat as a woman. Do you have the right to basically cut your clitoris and everything because you cheated?
I'm all for it. Like, fair. If you're going to do it, if it's going to apply to us, it'll apply to you. If you want to accept responsibilities as a man, then be a man. All the way, 100%.
Yeah, and
so if you put your hands on me, I'll knock your teeth out. It's just the same. I mean, you can't have it all ways. You can't have it everywhere.
It's the same thing with everything. If a woman has, it goes further than that. If a woman has the right to have standard, men have the right to have standard too. Exactly. You let yourself go physically, and you're dancing. This is not right. You better do something about it. Because I know as a woman, if I lose a job, I have no money.
Stanley, that's a third rail. That's a third. When you start talking about that, getting fat, that's a third rail right there.
You know? Because, man, woman has no problem telling you if you lose a job and have no money, then she'll tell you. She won't sugarcoat it to you. Guarantee you that.
Yeah. I see a lot of situations, man, that people bring on themselves, though. With this whole, you know, women getting rights. And when I hear that, I get upset. It runs my blood pressure up every time I hear that mess about war on women.
I'm like, oh, what war on women?
I'm like, man, y'all making something up. But you know what? Every subculture now can kind of piggyback off civil rights and just go with it and say, hey, I'm being oppressed.
And you're absolutely right. It is a subculture. You know, my grandson played on a baseball team. Well, it's where the majority of the members of the team is white. You might have three players. But the black players' mother and fathers are there at the game. Mothers and fathers are there at the game. So you're absolutely right. There is a subculture out there where all you got is just women there at the game. I go to another baseball park or stadium, and that's all you have. You have the women, no men whatsoever in sight.
Yeah, and
coming
with the thing, I don't need
coaches.
A man.
Yeah. And what they be doing, fussing at the coaches, telling them to stop treating their baby like that.
Man,
look, you got guys now. There's this video that went viral of a mama making a son fight, which is stuff we used to My dad literally did the same thing to me. Made me fight. God hit me in my face. Go back at him. You know, that I used to see that all the time. They dogged this out and said, lady said she unfit mother and what type of mom would have her son. I'm like, well, shoot, what he going to do when she ain't around and he busts him in the mouth? He's going to go home and cry? I said, well, good. I'm sorry she was doing that. Most mothers don't do that. Most mothers start crying, call the police or something because he – I'm like, they kids. They going to fight. At least he's fighting. You teaching them to stand up for himself like a man. What's wrong with that?
Don't
yeah,
say that
nothing
anymore.
Worse. The yeah. worst whooping you could ever get is when you let somebody run your ass home.
Yeah.
Back in them days.
Yeah, it's the teaching that every man, every boy needs to have. It's like that, this kid in school bullied me. Well, you better do something with him and strike him back, even if you get a whooping. I don't care. Trust me not, you'll get respected. But we can't say that because we have to be politically correct and we all know. We are very, very in self-esteem and believing in ourselves. This society is very low, man.
We're
going to pay for that.
Earlier, Stanley, we were talking about the Ukraine. You know, the Russian defense minister put 10 questions out there, and one question was, what is the Ukraine government doing with anti-aircraft missiles, in this case, Buk? They also have SAMs, which is produced by the United States, whereas the rebels don't have any aircraft.
Wow. Do we know who shoot down that plane and everything? Do we know?
I think Ukraine shot it down.
Wow.
Ukraine have shot down Russian commercial flights before. They shot down a Tu-154, I think, back in 2000.
But the problem I have with a lot of this stuff is it's so much dirt and mire in it to where we don't know who did what and where. So when we see this stuff, we sit and we'll go back and debate about it and take a stance, but we don't have all the actual factual information. Then it'll come out later on, but the media won't cover it. Like, oh, yeah, you know, we wanted to get in Vietnam. We wanted to get in World War II. We wanted all this stuff come out, nobody talk about it. Like right
and
now, this is
that.
Done for political gain. Whatever it is, somebody's going to make money off it.
Well, here's another thing, too. Alabama. Here you got funny thing, you got two Malaysian planes within 6 months that went through this sort of thing. But you have a Malaysian plane, an MH-17 that crashed, and you got jet parts, you got bodies still strapped in seats, you got all the things that's indicative of an airplane crash. But how about the one that crashed in Pennsylvania, Flight 93, there's no evidence of no plane, no human bodies, no nothing. How about the plane that crashed into the Pentagon? No evidence of a plane, no engine parts, no people strapped in seats, no nothing.
But that's common sense, though, Bianca. Oh, yeah. No, I'm good.
They had a big march here in our area against the Israelis, pro-Palestinian.
Yeah. I've been trying to dig this wheatgrass. It's nasty.
That wheatgrass good, man. Where you get that at?
It's good for you. I'm going to hit this place called Robex, right across the street from where I'm working. And there's still wheatgrass. I come over here and get a double shot. Because I went read, looked up about how healthy it is. It's way better than taking a bunch of vitamins. And they cut it fresh right there on the spot, too.
Yeah, they grow it in trays and cut it.
Yeah, when they cut it, they say if you cut it and leave it too long, it won't do nothing for you.
I get moringa from Ghana, and I mix it in
They say it got like 100 and something different vitamins and minerals in it. See, it's real good for you. It beat the heck out of taking regular vitamins. That's all. I don't like taking regular. I used to take them, but I don't know. Maybe it's too much. You know what? I think this information age has kind of messed everything up. You can't really get factual information no more. there's always somebody going to come out there and contradict what you read, you know?
Well, I tell you what, it's a whole lot better than what it was because you didn't find out the truth until years later.
Yeah, but I mean, how many times we done heard eggs are good for you, now we hear they're bad for you, now they're good for you. I'm like, dang, what is it?
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what the hell with it. I'm just going to eat eggs. If that's what I want to eat, the hell.
And them Chinese eat everything. And look how long they live.
They say
that's
that
safe in China.
In the 1700s. Born in the 1700s, so he lived to be 250 years old.
Yeah, he lived in the news. If you look at the news, every time you turn around, something is good for you 1 week, next week it's bad for you. It's good for you, it's bad for you. I ain't leave you alone.
You can't get no real quality knowledge. Like, you can't really find out if something's good or bad at all. It's just, you know, some new scientific report. You know. I don't think we have to get old. I don't think we have to get physically old as fast as we do. I don't.
Well, I tell you what, man.
People in their 40s should be able to move like somebody in their 20s. If you just take care of yourself and eat right, exercise, you should be able to do it. I believe that.
Well, I tell you one thing, Americans do eat too damn much, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
I will agree with
Americans
that.
Americans eat way too much.
Yeah. Can't argue with that, Bianca. Look here, I'm at lunch. I'm talking about, I done walked, just since I've been on the floor, I done walked past about 12, 13 different restaurants, nice restaurants. It's just, all we do is eat.
Eat.
And I walked where they got a smoothie and a health bar. Some days I'm going to get something to eat, though. I'm going to be hungry. I know I am.
But you see a lot more black people out exercising and walking. I got a former Olympian who works with my grandson on his sprint and a couple of other players, and I'll go out there to the track while they out there doing what they doing. I'll be walking around putting in my four times around the track, but it'd be a lot of ladies out there, some older gentlemen. We get into some conversations and so forth while you're walking. But I remember years ago you didn't see that.
Oh, no. Especially black folks. Black folks ain't exercise.
But these black women nowadays, man, are huge.
Man, who you telling? A lot of them, you're going to have to, you get in a fight, you're going to have to go real with them. You can't play. You can't just be lollygagging. They'll beat you. A lot of these women like that. I've seen women pick dudes up and slam them.
And they don't get back up.
I'm talking about these big women will pick you up, slam you, beat you in your face, and the dude trying to lock up with the chick. The dude was trying to lock up with the chick. She's about 250, 260. He about 185 pounds. He tried to pick her up, couldn't get up. She fell on top of him, wore him out, beat him all in the face.
Yeah, how you gonna let a woman beat you so bad it takes you 2-3 minutes to get up and recover?
But see, that's the thing, though. He couldn't throw no punches with her because she was hanging with it. Then when he tried to grab her, she weighed. She's almost 100 pounds heavier than he is.
And then what you gonna grab? I don't think you
grab
her ankle.
He couldn't even get all the way around her. He couldn't even get all the way around her. Yeah, he grabbed her. If she had been about 40 pounds lighter, he might actually slam her. But she wasn't. So that's the thing. You got to take MMA classes to date some of these women, man.
like that. Well, I'm working on a government database, man. I'm working with Obamacare around here.
Obamacare?
Yeah. I just found out. I went up there. We had a little meeting. They telling me what I'm going to be doing. So that's what we're doing. I'm not going to get into my...
Well, fellas, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, I got to be going myself. I'll take it easy.
Take it easy.
You know what I find interesting, though? Like, in Atlanta, you can see a lot of black women working, making big money. Like, it's a lot. Like, I'm in this building. It's all, it's just about all black women. It ain't no men in here. It's just all black women.
Y'all don't